spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Great to join us today. We are live on this Friday, October 23rd. Good of you to join us. Thank you for joining us on DLive, entropystream.live/redicetv. We also go out on our VK page. That's vk.com/redicetv. You can also watch us at redice.tv/live. We go out to Float. I think Float is up, and also Brand New Tube. They're kind of varied success. Still new, fairly new services, but we appreciate them being there trying. We're all, of course, crossing our fingers the day that BitChute will start with live stream, because I think that will be the big. That's when the big opposition will roll in, if I put it that way.
I think so too, because DLive, as we were just looking at, I know Tina and Eunice, our friends in Finland, were streaming live, and I couldn't find them anywhere. I had to actually go
just
to
not there.
Their channel. I couldn't find them anywhere as current channels that were streaming.
And so, I continuously have to go in and do, the X-tagged thing? And beware of that too. By the way, if you do have a DLive account, if you watch through DLive, just go into settings and check that like X-tagged, show X-tagged content, I think it's called, and just confirm that. And I have to do that like every other day, basically. Even on our stream, I notice now, and DLive does this occasionally, they kind of force X-tagging on your content. But
yeah.
I don't know if you go to DLive, let's assume that you're not logged in. I don't think it'll show any of the more dissident content. But if you do have an account logged in and you don't have X-tag checked, you won't see any of it anyway. But even if you were, this is my point with Junis and Tina's stream.
Did not see it, and they had almost 1,000 people.
Logged in, you have X-tag showing, they still don't show.
And they had almost 1,000 people streaming, yeah. And it was
watching
in the top, in the top three channels on all of DLive at the time that had that amount,
Now, we know the pushback is coming. We appreciate DLive in this, it's not too... take a stab at them or whatever. We appreciate them, and if someone's tuning in, it's a great service.
Don't hide
thank
us.
You very much.
Don't
but
hide
don't stand up for free. This is blockchain stuff. This is supposed to be like dissident. It's anti-establishment. Even the whole concept of blockchain.
And let's face it, that's who they're making money off of.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And it's always the case.
Want to make money and hide it in the shadow a little bit.
And then when the pressure becomes high enough, and you've attracted enough mainstream attention, not. Because of criticism, but just like YouTube, when you've attracted enough audiences that you don't need the dissidents anymore, you can like safely just flick them off, and it's like, it's fine. You know, we're abiding by the establishment rules, the globalist pressure.
Don't do it, D-Live.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. Good of you to join us. Always sweet to see all of you in chat. Hope you're doing well. We do have a jam-packed episode here lined up for you guys today.
So many that we had to move some over to Weekend Warrior.
We usually do that. Some we're just like, this is a good story. Let's say that
Weekend
Warrior.
A lot of good ones for Weekend Warrior.
Oh, absolutely. And that's usually what it's like most weekends, frankly. A lot of good stuff going on. Before we get into, I guess, some of the first ones and talk about, I guess, just from yesterday, just a quick little
disappointment,
thing on the debate
letdown
yesterday.
Afterwards, we were building up. Well, it's mainstream politics. We weren't expecting a kaboom, that was amazing. That was an amazing debate or anything. But it was a big letdown. It was very disappointing. Trump had opportunity to hammer a lot of important current pressing issues, but he didn't. It's like, why don't you just have some notes with some bullet points and like, these are the important things I'm going to slip in there, like leftist violence, and I'm just going to hammer it at any opportunity possible. But he doesn't do that. He's always just kind of off the cuff. He's shooting from the hip kind of guy. He misses a lot. He forgets a lot. And then it just becomes the same old boring topics, like over and over. And two old men just bickering back and forth.
Also keep in mind, he's like surrounded by a system that just like continuously puts that kind of pressure. You need to conform. You need to obey. You need to behave. You need to, you know. It's remarkable even during his campaign things that he can like go off script in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I mean,
that he does. I mean, that's, you know.
I mean, you got to give it to him. He's a tough guy. He gets a lot of hits. He's probably the most hated and attacked man in the world right now.
Oh, no shit. I mean, the insanity around that. I mean, and it kind of takes that type of, well, let's face it, narcissistic type of personality to face something like that. If you had someone who's like very sensitive and emotional, and
they wouldn't
break. I mean, so you need someone who's kind of like, you know, has that, but whatever. Guys, a couple of ways here. DLive.tv/RedIceTV. Great way to join in with super chats. We read everything from Diamond and up. If you want to take part of the show, we also, of course, have Entropy Stream, as I said, entropystream.live/RedIceTV. That's up and running. A couple of ones came in. Let me do these real quick and appreciate everyone. By the way, shout out yesterday to a couple of people. If Pyrrhus777 is here, thank you so much. I saw you sent a Ninja Gini, and apologize if you tuned out before that. I just saw it last minute when we started terminating the stream. I'd been up since like, I don't know, 6 a.m. or something. I was really tired and it was getting late and stuff. So I just like, I don't have the energy right now to read all the super chats. But we appreciate every single one that donated, and just thank you. So you know, we appreciate you guys, and apologies for not reading them all out. Also, I saw Mr. Wright sent a number of Ninja Genies, a lot of other people that I'm leaving not mentioned, but you're all appreciated, so thank you. All right, a couple of these real quick, and then we'll dive into the topics. Philbert Applebag with the diamond says, flipping Friday, take off that mask. Thank you. Virginian Drifter with the diamond. Another based and red pill Friday with red ice. Thank you. Mr. Noseberg, good to see you, Mr. Noseberg with the diamond says, happy Friday, red ice and chat. Indeed. Thank you so much for that. Did you have any other?
Yeah, I just want to shout out to Double Dog from last night. I got your messages. Thank you so much for your donations. Ted Johnson, and of course, tonight, Brad Grumbo.
Brad, how's it going? Good to see you, Brad. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Okay. The Gardener, I see here too. Diamond says, thank you both for all you do. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. All right, so a couple of things here from yesterday's. Let me do that. I know that. The feedback is horrible.
I heard that too.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so a couple of things from last night's debate. A lot of things that could be said about this, of course, but there were a couple of funny things that stood out. So the coyotes comment kind of went around quite a bit. The blue check marks didn't actually know what coyotes
are. They thought he was talking about the actual, you know, like the animal coyotes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is so xenophobic. He's calling them animals.
This is one thing I hate that Twitter does, that you can't really, here we go. So you have to go to the actual image. But yeah, all the blue check marks were
coyotes?
Like, did he just talk about coyotes?
So
did he say that they?
It's a reference to smugglers. Yes, smugglers, so, not animals. But what's wrong with coyotes? Coyotes are cool animals.
Yeah. God, Twitter is super slow. But yeah, there was like 4 pages of this, and the person did it, said like, this is not even like scratching the surface. And yes, as you said, of course but also keep in mind, then these are then the people that will tell us that we need to open the borders. If you criticize any immigrant whatsoever, if they come from a different country, you're insane. You should be locked up. You should be censored, and you're completely immoral. They don't even know,
they
like the smuggling
don't
scheme.
Know jack shit,
no, they don't know anything. Of course,
you know? It's and they're the ones who are going to tell people like us.
Yeah,
so it's like they know it all.
So at least he mentioned that. There was the filthy air comment, which I thought that was kind of funny as well.
He was mentioning, when it was the segment talking about pollution and the environment and all that just went on and on and on, you know, and he was talking about filthy air in India and China, and he said Russia, and then it was like, oh my God, the racism. He's telling India they have filthy air, like they're, you know, like beneath there are these dirty people, and he's this horrible racist. You know, it's fine if you say it about white countries, that, oh, they're filthy air and their pollution and these dirty animals, you know, but he can't make a truth about, I've been to China and I've been to India and they have a pollution problem. Okay, they're trying to get a handle on it or whatever, but it is very polluted, it is filthy, kind of like what Europeans went through, right, with the Industrial Revolution, like been there, done that, and come out the other side. And now
they're supposed to skip a step just because they can, and no one should suffer. But it was okay when we Europeans went through it. It's okay when our kids were like working in the coal mines and working as chimney cleaners and all that shit, and like utter pollution,
awful,
horrible pollution,
awful.
Right?
People die. Only white people pollute.
Check out this
only
though.
White people.
Times of India. there was like, oh my God, I can't believe that he said that India has filthy air, and then they have to submit India does have filthy air, but what but what Trump didn't say, it's that it's basically America's fault.
It's, like, yeah, it's always
it's America's fault. That or the West's fault overall that we just gave them all our factories and all our production, right?
That's remember, that's it's clean like, air
we just,
is white privilege.
We just gave away all our job and outsourced everything to China and India, so that now it's our fault for giving them all these jobs.
Well, we were doing it because it was racist because we wanted to give them all our dirt so they can breathe all the pollution, right? No, we were just making these people rich.
Yeah, right? So look at Reuters here. Trump's description of India as filthy sets off calls for cleaner air. So basically, just by Trump saying it, he might have actually solved India's filthy air problem. Because it's like, do we have filthy air? Yeah, we got to do something about that. Yeah, okay, let's clean it up and let's fix it, right?
I remember when I was there as a teenager with my parents, and I was wearing sandals, and there were some Indians that were warning me when it was starting to rain that you don't walk around with sandals because, you know, the mud
soil.
Slides and all that, because there's poop in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't want to get fecal matter on your toes in your nice little leather sandals that they export, but cows are sacred. I thought that was kind of funny too.
Yep. All right. So we had this one as well, the dark winter.
That was like
comment
a threat,
here.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Biden was saying.
Let me see if they play it right in the beginning here. Yeah, we're about to go into a dark winter, Biden says. Let me see if they wheel
because
it out.
Because of coronavirus. Because of Trump
your reaction
killing
just
people.
40% of Americans say they would definitely agree to take a coronavirus vaccine if it was approved by the government. What steps would you take to give Americans confidence in a vaccine if it were approved?
Make sure it's totally transparent. Have the scientists of the world see
they don't
it.
Show the ingredients at
we'll
all.
We'll get to that later, by the way, but it's not transparent. And also the fact that they just skipped animal testing for the mRNA vaccines. Oh, that's great. That's very good.
Tested on humans. Yeah.
Get it. Go through all the processes. And by the way, this is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, a dark winter. And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's...
So that's a threat, is it? That's a threat? Is that a threat?
He knows
what's coming.
They're planning something.
We'll cover in the Weekend Warrior Show, by the way, the supposed leaked roadmap out of Canada regarding the COVID stuff. Very interesting story, but we'll save that for Weekend Warrior.
It's not going away anytime soon. Let's put
nope,
it that way.
It's not. Tell us about this one, Lana.
Yeah, there's all these companies in Silicon Valley, and of course, they're all leftists. Here's this other one I learned about today, Expensify. Okay, and they do your expenses. Mm-hmm. I notice how they always have to add the iFi at the end. Shopify, Expensify, like they create
these. They're very original.
Yeah, oh, I know. They create these stupid words they think are so clever. Anyway, shocking news, but the owner was urging his employees to vote for Biden, and I was reading this email from him, and he just sounded like a total loon, basically saying that if you vote for Trump, you're voting for voter suppression, and you're voting for civil war, and Biden is a vote for democracy and all this stuff. And you realize like what loons these people are, mm-hmm. what they think about Trump. CNN just goes straight in their head. Trump is assembling this white supremacist army and they're just going to take over if he wins, you know?
That's right.
It's just hysterical. But surprise, surprise, you know, all these companies in Silicon Valley, they're all leftists. And he was even talking about how they have this Slack channel for this company and they can fact check certain things. And they all come together in this like kumbaya style deciding with their official political
policy.
Opinions are at the company. It's like, you do expense software. What the hell does that have to do with any politics? Oh, it's all very political now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So annoying.
Yep, not a big surprise there. Let's see, what else do we have here regarding this here? Oh, I just wanted to play this too, by the way, real quick. I thought it was good. So the 60 Minutes controversy, we haven't really covered that, but the White House, I guess, decided to release the interview ahead of time. And the 60 Minutes haven't even like edited together yet. So we'll see. It's kind of a preemptive move, I would reckon, to like try to make sure that they don't, because they always edit very badly, poorly, and they're out of context and
they do
it to ruin,
really?
Basically. But this was a pretty good comment, actually. Can you characterize your supporters? Because obviously, it's all white supremacist Nazis, right? That's what it is.
I don't think so. You think she has questions like this of Joe? I don't think so.
Can you characterize your supporters?
Yeah, I think I can. People that love our country and people that don't want to see the stores get looted and burned down and people that don't want to see riots and they don't want to see anarchists. Yeah, I think I can. These are people that love our country.
You may,
and they don't like to see.
But you don't see.
They don't like to see policemen get shot and not be able to defend themselves. They don't like to see rioting in the middle of Fifth Avenue or in the middle of other streets in Portland or other places. And they like it when their president gets the endorsement of virtually every police group and, frankly, almost everybody having to do with law and order. Positive law and order.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. We'll see how they cut that together. But I mean, again, it's not about Trump. It's not about the failures of Trump. It's not about the broken promises of Trump. It's about the people that it had helped to kind of bring together in a way, too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's some annoying cucks among the bunch. But that's, again, that's our job to make them see where this is going.
The polarization is good. We need to work with it. I mean, look at how it's exposed the radical left and their agenda. Well, the left is radical now. Their whole agenda in America, it's really coming to the surface now, which is good because it's not hidden anymore. By the way, someone said Wiki Dark Winter, and I was looking. Operation Dark Winter, code name for a senior level bioterrorist attack simulation conducted in 2001, designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States.
Interesting.
So maybe the little code words.
Sometimes
this,
you know, there's always interesting. Remember, it's been less so, I think, with Trump, because it's just come to this different level of like how insane the media is in interpreting it. But remember, like in George W. Bush's old days, they were like, there's a, you know, 1,000 points of lights, you know, or like these terms and slogans that they used, or like an angel or a demon in the whirlwind, and, you know, talking about the Iraq war, and there's all these like, you know, subtextual things weaved in there, which is kind of interesting. Mm. But it feels like it's been less so with Trump because he's not part of that, you know, he doesn't communicate that way, those types of speech writers, you know. But
he's a little rough around the edges.
Anyway, this is very bizarre. So McConnell showed up here.
How many chins does that guy have?
I think he has about three. I think he has three.
God, what is going on? It's weird because he's not really fat, but he's got a lot of chins.
He has a lot of chin, like that turkey wobble underneath that. So he showed up basically with like these weird bruises on his hands. And look at this here. And it was like,
what the heck? That's major. That's not like just a little bit of bruising.
And it was
that's
on his
like,
face,
and
too.
And he's got these Band-Aids there,
too. Yeah, Band-Aids and cut marks and stuff. And it was like, well, McConnell, is there something you want to tell us here? Like, what's going on? Are you okay, man? Like, blink twice if we, you
gosh,
know, if something's up.
Yeah.
Those are massive.
Like, he took a beating or something.
It's very
strange.
Or some
alien just possessed him and they're like leftover marks or something, you know, took over his body.
So they did not answer questions about his health Thursday, only saying that there were no concerns after reporters asked him about what appeared to be bruises and bandages on his hands in recent days.
He had it on his lip too.
I think. Let me see if I can play, as you can see up there. Yeah, it's not as prominent up on the lip, but it's there.
Is he married? Is his wife meeting him?
I don't know. It's just very bizarre. But
wow.
See that?
Looks like he has makeup on too, like some foundation or
caked
something.
On, yeah. But I don't know what that's about. Is it there about
that
being? Is it being hauled off to some room somewhere? you do what we tell you, Mitch.
These people are Fight Club. Yeah, I don't see that guy in any kind of Fight Club.
I don't think so. But yeah, it's weird. Remember what was that? Was it one of like David Lynch movies?
Is it a medication?
I don't know.
It could be a medication or something, you know?
Yeah, it could be. I'm not
sure.
Can't
speculate. But the fact that he's like, oh, I'm fine. Nothing to see here, folks, is what's more concerning.
It's all fine. All right, a couple more here from the DLive audience. We'll take these before we move on in the order. A lot of news to cover today, guys. The Gardener with the Diamond says, thank you both for what you do. I think we did that one. Thank you, The Gardener. White Rabbit Radio hosting. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Check it out. Bill Hoover with a Ninja Genie. Thank you. Interesting that Biden's policies hurt USA energy while he's taking money from foreign energy company. Good point. We'll get to the laptop thing here in a little bit, too. Connor Kirsch with a diamond stopped by to leave this. Busy at work. No worries. Thank you, man. Connor, good to see you as always. You can always check out the archives later on, of course, if you want to tune in then. Olav Sem with a diamond. Action Ninja Genie. Thank you, Olav. Appreciate that. Trump equals okay, but Amron. Wait a minute. There's a link. Oh, okay. I see. It's a website just. Amron.com. Nick Fuentes, Red Ice, white messiahs, I guess. I don't know about messiahs, but we appreciate the shout out. Thank you. Tak, he says in Norwegian, and ethno-nationalism. Thank you, Olav. Appreciate that. We do the best we can, and of course, with you guys' help, we can continue to do it. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Olav, very much for the kind words. Philbert Applebag with the diamond. Defund Israel. Boy, do we have a story for you on that. That's
crazy.
They're getting
crazy. Lots of money.
Lots of money. Black
well,
Phillip.
You can't even get a little stimulus check.
Nope. Black Phillip with the diamond. 1 year anniversary of our of your YouTube show. I'll never forget.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank
it's about
you
a year
for
ago.
Remembering.
Thank you for, yeah, thank you for the
and
shout
we're
out.
We're still here.
We're still here. Proves that we do not need YouTube. We do not need YouTube. It's
just
time.
Need you guys. That's
time
all
to
we
leave.
Need.
It's time to leave. And I tells you, I've said it before, but when we have a algorithm system that is on par with what YouTube had maybe in 2008, 2009, something like that.
Then we'll kick ass again.
When you can really, like when you really see good recommended related stuff and it's all, you can go down these rabbit holes again and stuff like that. I mean, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah,
be
great.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I hope it's BitChute. It might be another site. We don't know, but I hope it's BitChute. I hope they'll be able to pull it off. They have done some updates and they should have credit
better
for that.
Better search.
Much better
function,
search.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's good. They're keeping it up. Okay. Where are we here? Let me back up. Sorry,
some
here.
Some suspicious Fed news there that there was a plot to kill Biden by some.
Oh, no, a couple more chats here. I just lost my place real quick here. McCooley, I think it is. Yeah, McCooley with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. No message. William Shear with a diamond says, how long for DLive to delete you? Depends on the pressure, I think. But I'd give it another year, maybe.
You think
maybe
so?
A year, maybe a year and a half, something like that. We'll see. Again, depends on the pressure, I think, externally. Papa Lazaru with the diamond, great show, but it's vital. I warn you, never ever TR. Is that continuing? Never TR. Never. Sorry, Papa Lazaru, if I missed that. I'll keep an eye out for a second if it's just. It feels like it's cut off, but we'll try to never ever TR. Thank you. Olaf again with a diamond says going out to town. See you on member site tomorrow. Well, thank you, Olav. Appreciate that. Stay safe out there. Be careful. Don't get too drunk and watch your back. Never relax. VPFM is hosting us right now. Yeah, guys, did you catch what we said right in the beginning? The issue with we can't find you on the front page on DLive,
yeah.
Eunice and Tina. I don't know if you missed that part. We just mentioned it in the beginning. You guys were just like, I try to clean and find the show.
I was looking for you guys. I can go because we're following, then I can see you. But if I go in all the other functions just to see on the main page what's streaming live, I didn't see.
Yeah.
Couldn't find you anywhere.
Yeah, and I suspect it's not only happening to you guys, obviously. But yeah, this is just a heads up on that. But thank you, Junis and Tina. VPFM, dlive.tv/VPFM. Make sure you subscribe to them. Good work out of Finland. Cornered Space Alien with the diamond says, CSA agrees with Lana. Left is exposed. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, CSA. Appreciate that. The Real Mother Hen, good to see you as well. Thank you for the diamonds yesterday, by the way. And we kind of neglected shouting out everybody, but I saw some from you. So thank you, Mother. I appreciate that. Support those who support our folk. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you. Harshit Tiwari with the diamond.
Hey.
Good to see you.
What do you think about that India comment? Is it coming? Is the air filthy?
No, he says, hey, Nazis, shut up and celebrate Israeli peace deals.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Good to see you, man. Goy Schmeckelstein with a diamond. Thank you. Peter Lapland. That's funny. Peter Lapland. Do you get that one?
Yeah.
Good username. With the diamond. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, let's move swiftly along here. So the feds have told us, if this page will load, there you go. Thank you. Have now told us, they tell us a lot of things, don't they? The feds show up.
They're basically Antifa
actually,
at this point. Yeah.
This happened. They have claims here that a 19-year-old with a van full of guns and explosives plotted to assassinate Joe Biden.
Sure.
Should I kill Joe Biden, a Tracemaster wrote in a caption to a meme he posted in April. So we've seen this several times now where basically people make fun of things, they shit post, right? They joke about a lot of stuff and things like that. I don't know, maybe this was extremely serious and maybe it was all planned out or whatever, but I doubt it. I think many of the regards you've seen people chatting on Telegram groups, so they post a meme that they obviously are joking about, but these agencies, they can't take sarcasm. They take everything literally,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's very convenient, too. There's a lot of these. What was the other lady again? The supposed plot there to kidnap her, too?
Like, yeah, Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan.
Believe
of course.
It, because the FBI this told was, you so. The FBI that's been lying about all kinds of stuff.
Well, I mean, it was spearheaded by by FBI informants. It was spearheaded by two agents that infiltrated the group and two who they converted into informants.
So it was basically and then I think they, mostly feds.
They just ran with it. And then basically the people who were not
guys
in on
like,
it.
What's going on here?
Yeah, the people who are not into it probably just like, hey, what's going on here? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, that remains to be seen. But they do this regularly. It says here, and again, is this true? We don't know, right? The 19-year-old searched online for Biden's home address and for night vision goggles and purchased an AR-15 in New Hampshire, according to federal court documents. First reported Thursday. And this might be completely coincidental, unrelated things that are just
exactly.
like... It doesn't. This doesn't mean
it's none of illegal. That is illegal. That he did no,
exactly.
Right there.
None of that is legal, right? Let me see here. At one point in May, Treisman ended up at Wendy's within 4 miles of Biden's home in Delaware, and when he was arrested later that month in North Carolina, police searched his van, found 4 rifles, a 9mm handgun, explosive materials. What kind of explosive materials? And books on bomb making and holy shit! Check this out. And $509,000 in cash. $500,000 in
cash? A 19-year-old kid?
Okay, that's a red flag.
Something is really
I don't know.
Off
that's
here.
Okay, all right.
Really off here.
Whatever. That's, as yeah. usual, we never... Have you noticed how many times...
19-year-old kid is $500,000? You hear these stories. Where do you get that from?
Yeah, exactly. And
Biden.
you hear these stories and then it kind of drops off the map. Maybe they end up in jail. Maybe you never hear from them again.
They're like,
and
you just don't hear the follow-ups. If you go along with this role, we'll give you the $500,000 and you can go to some island or whatever.
Yeah, we'll get you to Epstein's Island. You know?
They want kids there, don't
Yeah,
they?
Exactly. So do you want to get into the thing with the laptop and the emails and all that kind of stuff? We don't have too much in-depth material
They're
on
trying
it.
To hide stuff. From this, you know, and speaking of feds, the FBI, apparently I heard that there was like 50 agents that were basically signing and saying that, oh, yes, this was some kind of Russia thing. Like Russia put this child porn on his laptop and Russia put these.
Now, that
alleged,
isn't 100% confirmed.
Alleged,
but, you know,
alleged child porn, alleged videos of him torturing and raping little Chinese girls.
Little kids. Yeah.
So
that's the
what's that about?
That's the accusation.
Major.
Now,
that
Rudy Giuliani, of course, who were supposed to release more and more, as far as I know, as he said in that Daily Caller interview, we played a portion of that in the Weekend Warrior show, which sounded pretty salacious, right? Some of the details of it are going to be coming out. But as far as I know, that didn't come out, and it was sidetracked with this the ADL operative, Baron Sasha Cohen, Borat, right? He... try to frame Rudy, and he's an old guy. I'm sure he would screw some reporter or something if he could.
Well, she was coming on to him.
She was. I mean, he's divorced the guy, and it's. I mean, as far
he's
as I know,
he's famous. You know, there's these girls that they.
She's
go
24.
For any guys.
The actress. So Borat paid an actress to do these things. Obviously, advance on him and stuff like that. Now he claimed it was edited. We remains to be seen. But he claimed he was just actually taking off his microphone, and that's why he had his pants and shirt
down
or whatever. But nothing happened.
Would it be the first time a politician was caught with his pants down? At least it wasn't on a Zoom call.
You know, it's funny the progression of things where, like, the New York Post story was censored, of course, by Twitter, by Facebook, and, you know, I'm sure YouTube has done something on it as well. And it doesn't really catch on that much. Obviously, the mainstream media reported, like, I think someone did actually, I heard the number, something like 0.9% of their coverage that day they spent on that story. But then the Borat thing blows up, and that trends on Twitter, and that becomes the story, and that's the whole thing now. You know, so anyway, it's kind of gay. But yeah, so Sarah Hatch an article here on Secret Service travel logs apparently is matching the details in the alleged Hunter Biden emails. Now, also keep in mind that Hunter Biden's attorney had subpoenaed the computer shop where this came from to get the laptop back. Mm. Why would he do that if this was a setup and there was nothing to it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it could be shady ways. They might have tried to wrap this up to make sure that no individual were caught up in it or something like that. The mainstream media talking points was, due to the fact that the New York Post store didn't have an author name on it. that is, it's this idea, don't, you know, tell me about who delivered the material so I can criticize them instead of looking at the material.
Exactly.
That's the kind of thing that they try to run with, right? But it's very interesting. I mean, the laptop and the emails and all that stuff, there's some interesting stuff that's
set to come out
there.
I mean, he's a screwed up guy. He's a drug addict. I mean, the Bidens are practically a crime family. I haven't watched it yet, but I know Ryan Dawson did something on BitChute called Corn Pops Revenge that gets into the Biden crime family. I'll be sure to watch that later.
Yeah, definitely.
So, of course, and this Giuliani again, here he is. Apparently he turned over photos of these underage girls from Hunter's hard drive to Delaware police. And I don't know, how did he get those?
Rudy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he told a story in, added in the Daily Caller clip in Post in the Weekend Warrior, so you didn't see the whole thing, but they added in there. He talked about basically how someone had approached various senators, this computer repair guy who had received Biden's laptop. I forget exactly when this was, but he had approached a number of people in the Senate and different Republicans and stuff. And apparently it was only Rudy Giuliani that responded to this. Now, the back end deals was said that somehow Steve Bannon was involved. I'm not sure that that's true. Rudy didn't bring that up. But he basically said, yeah, we took a look at it. He approached his attorney, went to go see it, and then he went through all the material or whatever. And then Rudy sat on it intentionally for, I think, over a year or something like that, until now, to expose it now during election time to obviously hit back against some of the other propaganda from the other side.
And these liberals are so disgusting. They don't even care, even if it is true. They want Biden regardless. I mean, if this is true, that is really disgusting, horrific stuff on his laptop. And these leftists are, and we'll just overlook that because we want Biden to get in.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's... And you see it in how transparent and dirty it is in the
rape,
sense that
torture,
like
abusing kids.
You know, Biden can do all these, including Joe Biden, as we showed. Like he's like feeling up underage girls and sniffing their hair and all this kind of stuff. Ah, let's just ignore that. But they're happy to, and it should be talked about. Don't get me wrong. But they're happy to then the wheel up. Look, Trump was friends with Epstein, and therefore he's part of. He also raped kids on the island and stuff like that.
So when he does it, it's bad.
Yeah, then it's bad. But now when this kind of stuff comes up, now it's clearly like some kind of conspiracy by Russians or something. I mean, a lot of them ran with that. Like Morning Joe ran with that. It's all because there's no author on the article from the New York Post story. Therefore, it's all discredited kind of thing. But yes, Rudy Giuliani turns over alleged photos of underage girl from Hunter's hard drive to Delaware police. So we'll see what happens next in the story. We'll have to keep an eye on it. But it's been a couple of days since they said that they were going to release more and more in piecemeal. So
they're
going
to try so hard to cover this up.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so it was...
Because they want Joe in. Because this would be a campaign killer.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, of course.
Like your son is raping and torturing kids. Like, no, you're not going to get in the White House.
In one of the texts, Hunter Biden allegedly said to his sister-in-law, also his lover, that he faced time a 14-year-old girl while naked and doing crack. She told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. Giuliani adds, this would be with regard an unnamed 14-year-old girl, adding that this is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls. Is that right? A lot of things in this to go through. And we have, as I said, we're not doing a deep dive into this by any means at this point. But yeah, we'll follow the story and see what
happens. 666 people with power in this country, huh?
Yep, that's right.
Countries.
That's how it goes. Let me do a couple of these here. If we leave too many of you guys behind, let me see here. Where are we? Ooh, love sending a bunch of diamonds. Let me back up a bit here. Peter Lapland, we did that one. Ooh, love here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you, love. 10 diamonds. Thank you. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Goy Schmeckelstein with the Ninja Genie says, White Rabbit, Larry Ridgeway, and Poseidon compete on Jeopardy. Jeopardy this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern on Ferocious. What is it again? Chihuahua? How do you pronounce it again?
Chihuahua.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay. I always forget.
Chihuahua.
All right, 9 p.m. Sunday. Check that out. I guess that's on DLive here then. Ferocious Chihuahua. Dump the link in the chat if you guys have
it.
Thank you.
Chihuahua. Yeah,
for
that's
that.
What to say.
Mr. Wright, I always butcher it. Mr. Wright with a diamond. My turn to be late. No worries, sir. It was good to see you. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Again, sends 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds and finishing off with a Ninja Genie. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Good to see you. Black Philip with the diamonds says, blaming Russians is true, just not the Gentile ones. There we go. DD Live with the diamonds says, FBI would have acted if hard drive hung from a door. Do you get that one? Mm. Am I missing something there? I'm sure it's a funny joke. A wooden door? Is that what Sign Wolf, thank you. For the diamond, dear live, I appreciate that. Sign Wolf with a Ninjagini says, it's the political scum war assassinating Americans, not the other way around. There you go. Thank you for that. So let me play this real quick here, too. Oh, we'll get to the CNN thing. This is what Trump had to say. I wish he would have brought it up more in the debate. We thought it would be more muting and stuff when he did bring it up. He did squeeze it in a couple of times, but he could have hammered it more. But this is what he said. I think this is a day before the debate, maybe even 2 days before, regarding one of the reporters for not covering the Hunter Biden story.
You don't understand. I understand well. You don't understand, and you never have understood.
Is this election going to be a repeat of 2016?
I think so. I think we'll do better than 2016. We're way ahead of where we were in 2016. And I've done things that nobody's ever done. We built the greatest economy in the world, and we're building it rapidly again. If you look at Arizona, you look at the job they've done. And I'm just leaving other states that, I mean, every one of these Republican-run states are doing phenomenally. The Democrat-run states are not, but they're not going to affect our numbers very much. I think they're going to open up on November 4th. They'll be opening up on November 4th. And by the way, the fact that Kristen Welker...
I saw that, of course, this is a Fox Business longer clip. He turns to the reporter and says, you should be ashamed, you're a criminal for not reporting on this. And it was like a good call, like a yes sense of, he gets to some of these reporters, which I appreciate.
About not reporting on the story.
But this, okay, whatever, this was very gay, sorry, my apologies. I should have gotten the Twitter link, and I thought it would be in the right in the beginning. Anyway, I was reading the chat. That's why I was thrown off here. From Cornered Space Alien with the diamond, it says, Cornered Space Alien is upset. Oh no. What is it now? And then he says, follow up with another diamond. Says, Cornered Space Alien's lunch was less than tasty. Holy shit. Oh, you know,
that sucks.
We don't want to piss this guy off. You know, I've told you about this. Rip Ataya, maybe? With the diamond says, greetings from Åbo, Finland. Hope that Trump wins. Well, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that. Always nice to see folks from Fenoscandia tuning in. Thank you, sir.
Definitely.
Harshit Tiwari with a diamond says, Biden will make kids watch Cuties as a school syllabus.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, didn't you have something on...
Weekend Warriors showing some stuff that's in education right now. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Even for in kindergartens now. Like, get your kids out of these schools and these lefty cesspit towns and cities.
Michael with a Michael 75, I guess it is, D with the diamond says, hail gods, hail Henrik and Lana, hail our people. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. All right, what do we have next here? Oh, yeah, so the Toobin story. We haven't talked about this yet. Jeffrey Toobin. Now, he writes for The New Yorker. He is also a CNN contributor. He is actually the legal analyst for CNN. Was caught masturbating on a Zoom call with fellow New Yorker Time Magazine, people.
Oh, my God. Well, at least he's not a racist. Well, he is. He hates white people.
Did someone say that?
No, but I'm sure they defend him. Jeffrey Toobin looked the other way for all these slime balls, you know?
Was he Amish? Jeffrey Toobin?
Yes, he's a big Amish.
Now he is the talk of the town. The New Yorker writer and CNN analyst. Jeffrey Toobin didn't just expose himself during a Zoom work meeting. He was allegedly caught masturbating in the call with some of the magazine's biggest names and has been suspended from the publication.
I have a feeling that he kind of wanted that to happen, you know?
Do you think it was intentional? Do you think he wanted, he got off on exposing himself?
Boomer tech or something else?
He said, I thought I had muted the call. And it's like, well, you don't just mute the, oh, let me.
So he just mutes and then decides in that time frame, I'll just watch a little porn.
Now, someone said I don't know. He was apparently naked. You could see his hairy gut and stuff. And then he's like, pleasures himself for a while, disappears from the call, rejoins back in and pretend that nothing has happened.
I can only imagine what kind of stuff he watches.
And so he thought, I believed it was muted. Listen to the report here real quick.
Gross.
And Sean, an unsettling incident involving CNN's chief legal analyst now off the air for allegedly pleasuring himself on a Zoom video call. Jeffrey Toobin, who's also a staff writer for The New Yorker, was suspended by the magazine for masturbating during the call last week with other New Yorker employees and WNYC radio staff watching, according to Vice News, which reports the incident came during a drill for election coverage. Vice says when the group returned from their breakout rooms, Tubin lowered the camera. The people on the call said they could see Tubin touching himself. Tubin then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see. New Yorker magazine told Fox News Jeffrey Tubin has been suspended while we investigate the matter. And in a statement to Motherboard, Tubin said, quote, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted.
Can you
Zoom
think of anything more embarrassing?
It's
good, you deserve
if or
it.
When Tubin will appear on CNN again. The network said it granted Tubin some time off.
So he's on the call, he mutes it. He takes this little break to go watch a little porn real quick.
Who knows
and
what
do
he was watching?
Whatever.
Too.
And then he like comes back. Hey, hi.
And he said, Tefri Jubin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's so disgusting.
I believe I was not visible. No one was on the Zoom call. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
So much has come out with guys like these.
Yeah. Far left. You know that they're like super gung-ho about like canceling everybody and, you know, terminating them. They're super far left. They're super
sicko perverts who are saying
anti-white.
Men like you are the problem, that you treat women horribly and all these lies and garbage. Like, oh,
yeah.
No, you're the problem, man. You. That face right there.
All right. hope you enjoyed that. Oh yeah, this one too. That's right. Fox News actually had this media outlets media outlets caught like defending him, basically.
Of course,
the Young Turks was there's something going on with. Let me just mute this real quick. So let me mute it here. let's see ad. God damn it, Fox News. All right, let me pause it. Yes. So Fox, the Young Turks. Sorry.
Young Turds.
The Young Turds. Shank yogurt. He
who
was
likes,
talking about
donkeys.
Yeah, horse. As long as you pleasure the animal, it's fine, kind of thing.
So
when
that
it comes
guy's
going to
bestiality. Lecture us on appropriate.
He was like,
wait.
We have to. We understand. And they were all kind of trying to like made it seem that like you know doing this activity is perfectly fine, and we should all be doing this, and it's great. But okay, if he did it intentionally, then he should. Yeah, maybe that he suspended his guy. But the way that Shank said it was almost like. You could hear that he's like, he has a lot of bodies in the closet, a lot of things. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He's a mega perv, that
you
guy.
You could notice that it's like, well, no, we got to have sympathy for this guy because like it could.
He's got a lot of dirt in his closet. For
I believe
that's
so.
That's why he has to say that. He has to be so liberal and free and open. It's all good.
We need to keep perspective. We need to see the bigger picture, columnist wrote, right? It's always this. Several media outlets are raising eyebrows for offering what appears to be defense of CNN star Jeffrey Tubin or Tefri Jubin, who is taking time off from the network after he was suspended from New York for allegedly masturbating during a Zoom call.
It's probably getting paid suspended time, too.
Of course it does. Toronto Star columnist Vinaye Menon wrote that Tubin didn't cover himself in glory or regrettably anything else in that fateful Zoom call, but CNN and his country need him. Now, look, I don't want to minimize any possible trauma experiences by anyone on that video chat, but we need to keep perspective. We need to see the bigger picture, Menon wrote. Granted, there are few things more unprofessional than masturbating during a company meeting.
That's what I'm
Tubin
saying.
Tubin is a lawyer. Like, his judgment is now suspect. I get it. All I'm saying is we need to forget this ever happened. Block it out.
Never
what?
Forget.
Why?
Never forget.
When you see that face from now on, there's only
never
one thing.
Never forget. Yep. It's he's never going to live that one down. Good. Oof. Serves him right. Be shamed.
It's him. It's
be ashamed.
Eric Shartwell. I mean, there are a couple of those. Like, infamous,
God.
Right?
So these people are disgusting.
All right. So we had this too. Let me click over here real fast. This is funny, right? But basically when it happens to us, we're very upset and it's very, very bad, right? Remember Rose McGowan, the crazy, she's basically, you know, she became an activist during the Me Too movement and all that stuff a couple of years ago now. She was psychotic about the Kavanaugh hearings and stuff like that. But apparently she's kind of gone off the rails now in a way. She's kind of seems to be anti like establishment Democrat. She started her own.
She shaved her
party.
Head too, didn't she?
Yeah, she
so
did.
You know what that means?
It's something about the People's Rise Up Party or something. I'll read in a moment here. But she's basically become kind of like a version of like the far left version of a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, and not things are necessarily wrong, but it's funny when they do it because they always put everyone else down, at least previously. They're like, the CIA is involved in Hollywood and, you know, like they're, you know what I'm talking about? They're all in on it together. It's all a big conspiracy and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? So, and some of the things are obviously not wrong, but they've gone off the rails, right? So now she claims that Facebook has deactivated her account. It's still up and she posted 3 days ago, but there's nothing since then. So we don't know why.
It's like they're going to go after her, please. She's a far leftist.
And she said that Twitter has been suppressing her post because she isn't getting as many likes anymore.
Well, maybe it's because people don't like you or what you're posting. So maybe I met her years ago in LA when I was in line at a coffee shop.
Boy. And how was she then when she was screwing executives?
She was not very nice. I didn't like her immediately.
Was she crazy?
Very off-putting.
So basically Rose McGowan has claimed that Facebook deactivated her account ahead of the final presidential debate and Twitter has been suppressing her post. She did not provide any evidence that her account had been deactivated. McGowan claims the social media giant deactivated her account after she announced she was taking part in debate response hosted by the Movement for a People's Party. That's what it's called. Following Thursday night's presidential debate, Facebook deactivated my account hours after. Anyway, you get that idea. It's all
yeah. Sympathy for me. I'm so important. They're censoring me. But all these Nazis, I got to censor and silence them because they can't be saying anything important. Only I couldn't
find a and I searched advanced search on Twitter and stuff. And I couldn't find direct like lines where she'd said like, yes, Twitter needs to ban all these white nationalists or something like that. Or Facebook should remove all the QAnon posts and stuff. Although I have a sneaking suspicion that she's been on that page, right? It just feels like it. Maybe now she's kind of a little bit more off the rails and maybe she's different in some ways. But it feels like she was part of that establishment that were happy to see her political opponents being censored, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
But a outlet that did definitely do that is Mother Jones. So they were roped up into this issue where Facebook has been allegedly suppressing their votes. They try to claim that Facebook, you know, mainstream media talking points, the blue checkmark talking points is that Facebook is basically Facebook and it's this right-wing echo chamber.
Oh my God.
And they don't block enough content. They don't censor anybody. It's just this hysterical thing. Basically, the right-wing conservative kind of conservative ink content that's on the platform is winning.
It's more popular. And it's more popular. Like it and they're whining about it. So they think Facebook's pushing it when it's like, no, it's just all a matter of viewer-driven material. That's what people want to watch and read. I love it too. Now they start whining. Oh, we're being censored. We're not getting views. We're not getting likes. We're being shadow banned while they were mocking everyone else who actually was censored and shadow banned.
And I'll show you an article here in a little bit, right? But it was basically they had come up with a number on this too. They said that Mother Jones has lost more than $100,000 in ad revenue because Facebook favored like Daily Wire and the Hodge twins.
Oh, please. It's just because they're not popular anymore. Like people are tired of this.
I mean, who knows,
there's
right?
There's so many outlets.
There could be an algorithm change. I'm not saying that it's not true, but the point is, look at the and look at this. They did a special in-depth report on it too. Look at the graphics there, right? That they chose Zuckerberg, the fascist Nazi Zuckerberg, he intentionally is choosing, you know, the Daily Wires over
Shapiro,
Mother Jones.
Right? Yeah.
And so therefore they're horrible and kind of stuff, right?
But outlets though. There's only so many they can promote. And there's so many lefty outlets that all push the same crap. It's very competitive on that side because there's a million of them.
Yeah. And again, wonder how we would look on these sites, including sites like YouTube, if they didn't shadow ban, if they didn't block, if they didn't ban, if they didn't censor. How would this break down, right? What maybe there would be more people today on our page of things would have seen things. But now it's been slowed down. It's not going to stop. Censorship is not going to be successful long term. Short term, yes, but long term, no. It's in fact going to even be worse for them, right?
Yep.
But anyway, so look at this and headline like this from Mother Jones. Facebook just announced, this is back in March 2019. Facebook just announced plans to ban white nationalists and separatists. There's not a single line in this article about how bad that is, how dangerous it is, and how unfair that is, and the fact that these platforms should uphold the First Amendment, and if it's not illegal, it should be allowed to be on the platform. Otherwise, these platforms are not platforms, they're publishers, right? Yeah. And they make editorial decisions. Yeah. But now when it happens to them, oh my God, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
They're the biggest crybabies. I always say that. They wouldn't last 5 minutes in our shoes with the kinds of censorship and banning and attacks that we have had from the system. They would be crying the whole time. Yep. We're handling it very well, considering all the things that we have been through.
So the fact that they've called, I mean, they have called for like, well, this is dangerous material and we need to ban this. We need to block this. And it's not just Mother Jones. It's a million of these outlets, obviously, you know, on the far left, on the blue checkmark side of things. But they never stood up. They never stood up for the people who were censored first. And now when it's happening to you, what do you think? Most of the people who have, at least you've, you know, called for being censored, are going to laugh in your face. And they're going to say, oh, boo, oh, I'm so sorry.
No sympathy for me.
No sympathy whatsoever. In fact, they deserve it. If you called for censorship of someone else, you deserve being censored. Yeah. And no one is going to stand up for you.
Exactly.
So this is the kind of disgusting behavior you see from these outlets. Completely. Like, it will come around. It will hit all of you. Because at the end of the day...
Well, I didn't mean censor me.
At the end of the day, we're talking about a... completely rigid system of beliefs, which is as narrow as a hair is wide. You know what I mean? It's like it's going to be razor thin the line that you're going to be allowed to thread. And
later it's just going to be one corporation where that's where you get your news.
This is where it's going. And the fact that these types of outlets just could not stand up and they could not fight back against whether it's QAnon or white nationalists or whoever it is that they don't like being censored. The fact that these could not come out in droves and said, this is a danger to free speech. This is a violation against the First Amendment, all that stuff. No, this is where it's going, right?
It's the only problem when it happens to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, let me see. There's a couple of more here. Did you have any on entropy, Lana, or are those covered?
Lycan Warrior, SPLC will no longer publish black separatist groups, but simply lump them into other categories. Let me look at this article.
Interesting.
Oh, it's probably because they don't want to expose how many black separatist groups there are in America because there's a lot of them now.
Stop monitoring it?
Yeah, we'll still monitor these groups.
They'll call them white separatist groups.
We'll be transferring them to hate ideologies, including anti-Semitism, that better describe the harm to their rhetoric influence. You know, it's just like, come on. We know what that's about. They don't want to actually expose how many of them exist.
Yeah.
Because there's far more than these supposed white separatist groups.
Indeed. Virginian Drifter with the diamond says Biden needs a come on counter during debates. That's right.
I think we only had a couple last time. But what debates? There's only been two, and it's all over now.
Yeah, they just did two. That's incredible. Minimum it's been three, right, in the past. But now we only got two. But yeah, I agree. That would be good. Black Phillip with a diamond. Tubin cheated with a shiksa, tried to force a abortion. Is that true? Holy shit. I wouldn't doubt it, though. I would not doubt it. Crazy stuff. I have to Google that, but I don't doubt it. Euro-Canadian with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Lawyers work 190 hours a week sometimes, so why would he not masturbate in his office?
I'm sure he does. He probably does it everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you for that, Ninjagini. Appreciate that. Max Headroom with a Ninjagini as well. Thank you for that. Says, hail, Hedrick and Lana. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very, very kind of you. Let's see. What else do we have in the pile here? Oh, yeah, this we got to cover, too. Brandy Zadorzny,
the communist, yes.
Now we've covered her in the past, and I've been I'm struggling to like find the words to describe how disgusting these people are, not just with their activities, but with their hypocrisy, the way that they get this airtime on like major national media, and they can sit and espouse their like complete just whitewashing of like Antifa violence and covering for them and their terrorism and the while they're killing people, they just all point fingers. It's the right wing. It's to blame. And again, this is another one of those individuals which like vehemently together with Ben Collins and NBC here, but they show up mostly on MSNBC, but they're NBC employees. And they call for censorship of basically everything that is to the right of them.
Anyone that supports the president, for crying out loud, putting them on lists so that people go, visit them and try and ruin their property or whatever, you know, intimidate them. It's crazy. Yeah, this woman is just, I mean, let's just call it what she is. She's a communist bitch.
Yeah, she's Antifa. I mean, they're literally like, they're on the payroll of Antifa. Her and Ben Collins and some of these people. And my condolences goes out to Ben Collins for getting AIDS, by the way. So Darren J. Beatty has done very good coverage on Revolver News, went through a lot of the stuff about the color revolution and how they're attacking Trump and stuff like that. But he decided to go after his. He even tweeted a very based tweet after he did the appearance on Tucker, which said, your move, bitch.
I know. Everyone's like finally, some people on the right getting their balls back.
All right, here we go. So let's play this. This is the coverage here on Tucker Carlson's show with Darren J. Beatty here. Nope. There we go.
Drozny is a, quote, reporter with NBC News. What does she do exactly? Well, by her description, her job is seeking out personally identifying information about anonymous Trump supporters online, some of them, and revealing their true identities. Zdrozny has acknowledged, quote, this, I use social media sleuthing to learn about a subject's real life, their family, friends, jobs, personal and political associations.
She also said Amazon wish list.
So what does that mean exactly? What kind of information?
Up here. Yep.
Well, that information could include phone records, property records, even their Amazon wish lists. What is this about exactly? Darren Beatty is one of the people who broke this story. He's with Revolver News. Darren, thanks so much for joining us. So before you get into the sort of larger meaning of this, tell us specifically what is she doing? What does this mean?
Oh, she's up to no good. As you mentioned, she uses state-of-the-art proprietary technical tools to dig up personal information about anonymous Trump supporters online. As you mentioned, that includes property records, phone records, even Amazon wish lists, you name it. She'll do everything she can to unearth anonymous Trump supporters, basically so she can ruin their lives.
Why would NBC News be doing something like this? I mean, you'd think NBC's job would be to tell us the news. What are the policies
mean? 'Cause they are Antifa.
Mm-hmm. Why would they be going after anonymous Twitter users?
It's a great question. It really is disgusting. It's disgraceful, even by modern journalist standards. I'd love for NBC to comment on this. We see these journalists are not even acting as meaningful journalists. What they're doing is acting as commissars, a neo-Stasi, effectively, in order to crush the rebellion of the American people against their corrupt ruling class associated with the victory of Donald Trump. There's one aspect of this story that's maybe even more disturbing than what you described, and that is that Brandi Zdrozny uses this term disinformation as the pretext to go after Trump supporters and destroy their lives. I think as many viewers have seen, disinformation is this new buzzword, this new pretext used to silence Trump supporters. What's especially dangerous about this is that it brings this force to bear in a national security context. Disinformation is a national security term. It invites the force of our own national security apparatus to silence Trump supporters domestically. And it's part of this trend that we're seeing, a broader swath of our own national security apparatus being repurposed and redeployed domestically to silence, suppress, and destroy the energies associated with Donald Trump's victory in 2016.
For a news organization to work in concert with the federal agencies to suppress dissent domestically, I mean, I never imagined that would happen, but that is happening.
Right. The full story of this, I would need hours to explain, but just a little detail. So she wrote for her fellow journalists, a manual, a doxing manual, detailing her methods for fellow journalists who failed the same ethics class. One of the sponsors of her doxing manual on how to ruin Trump supporters' lives by uncovering their personal information is Bellingcat, an organization funded by NED and our own government. Taxpayers are funding this.
It's unbelievable. Noah Sickening. Oppenheim. At NBC Sick. News, one of the people who should answer, the guy who apparently leaked the Access Hollywood tape to the Washington Post in 2016. They never have to answer the question.
Absolutely.
Darren Beatty, great to see you tonight. Congrats on the story.
And you know, right. You know what this the communist bitch is going to do now? Say, oh, they're sending me death threats. They're attacking me and my house
this
and my
dangerous.
Family. And apparently she has a few kids. So surprised by that. Yeah, as a mother doing that disgusting, sicking these violent people on other mothers in their houses because they voted Trump. Shame on you. How do you think
about
it feels?
This? What is, so this is Vice. This is Vice News. This is Vice News, right? What is their name again? Reeve or something like that, I believe, right? And then we have, where the hell did the other window go now? What's going on with this? Is this what is this? What is this? They all look like this too. It was like it just never fails. So that's her, Brandy, and that's Elle Reeve, award-winning journalists who are now going over and working for. I think she worked.
She was a librarian for many years.
Vice. She kind of looks like one. Vice previously. Now I think she might even be full time with CNN, the Crap News Network.
She's been quiet on her Twitter too. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, and you know what? She's gonna be these death threats from these Nazis.
They all need to be censored.
They're all attacking me.
Yep, for no reason whatsoever. They're not going after. The fact is,
meanwhile, delighting and like instigating violence against her political opposites.
She covers for
wishing for
murder, terrorism by Antifa. Yeah. They look the other way. They try to pretend it doesn't exist. They run cover operations for them continuously.
Dirty.
They blame the right. And again, I mean, it's great that they're covering this now and whatever, but these people have been going after people and their livelihoods for years now.
Yeah.
These types of people, right? They're doxing people. They're exposing people for having the wrong opinions. Now it's gone so far. Now it's so deranged that even if you're a supporter of the sitting president of the United States of America,
somehow.
Half of the country voted for Trump, and they think that this is what I tried to explain the other day. They're so insulated
in their
own bubble.
Caught up to 2016.
They don't even understand that there are people that think differently than you. And it doesn't make it a crime. You're insane.
Yeah.
You're a lunatic.
You're the extremist. Everything that you're pushing is blatant extremism and violence.
All right. Anyway. Yeah. So it was that, and there was a couple of threads on that too. What is it? Darren Beatty's post is crucial on masking of left-wing political hitwoman. Brandy Zadorzny, who masquerades as an NBC journalist, she targets patriots, medical freedom advocates, and dissidents, dissident right, through doxing, defamation, and deplatforming. So she's used, and somehow they're getting access to these tools, like government-grade tools, to spy on people's posts on social media and stuff like that. Who's giving these people
and
this?
And Amazon and all these other access, all these other records that, how is she getting? That's not public record, easy to get.
Yeah.
So it's being leaked.
Yep. So anyway, he posted all this, and Revolver News has the full story on this, but he's done really good work. He's exposed to a lot of this kind of stuff, right? But these people have been raging unfettered, essentially, for years in this capacity. And again, it's better late than never, as you say. But where were you when people who are just attended the rally in Charlottesville lost their jobs for doing nothing wrong? They hadn't done any violence. They hadn't done anything. No one. And even the people who did do violence, as I say, basically ended up they're defending themselves from being attacked after the police shoved them into the arms of Antifa. But that doesn't matter to these people, right? But there's so many others too that have ended up in trouble just for thinking differently, right? It's a Stasi environment. That's what
it is,
right?
Yes, it is, and it's going to get worse. It will get worse once the left gets power again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the commissars, you know?
Believe it or not, Trump is holding that back a little bit. As weak as he's been, just wait until they get power again. It's going to be just full gung-ho.
H.P. Lovecraft's cat with a diamond says, correction, sorry, AIDS for getting Ben Collins. There you go. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Captain Morgan... with a diamond, says a diamond to go towards a ficus plant for Mr. Tubin. Yeah, was it Harvey Weinstein that masturbated in a ficus plant? Wasn't that the?
Yeah, these guys.
And
what is
was it the? No, it was not he who had the egg shape. That was Epstein, right? But it was something weird with the Weinsteins, and he had to inject it with things and all kinds of fascinating.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely fascinating.
These Amish.
Double Dog.
There.
Double Dog with a diamond says, enemy can't lift our Thor's hammer with, which is truth. Well, thank you, Double Dog. Appreciate that. Philbert Applebag with a diamond says, she may be doing open source investigations. OSINT. Yeah, that's right. Open source investigations. I've heard of that. It's come up on my radar a couple of times before. Is that just a general term for what she is doing, or is that an actual software that's called OSINT? I have to look into that, but yeah, thank you for the heads up there. Philbert, appreciate that, but yeah, definitely check out Revolver News if you want to find out more about that story. Now, quickly on the voting fraud issue here too, These kinds of things we've seen pop up. We've talked about the ballots lying in ditches and people in the post office throwing them away and stuff. And the mainstream media claims this is not happening or whatever.
Come on, it's the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are going to be at the ballot boxes with guns telling people you have to vote for Trump or else.
That's right.
This is literally what mainstream media is telling us.
And Iran was behind it too, remember? Like God,
this is lunacy.
There's layers of this here.
Who
but like,
believes this crap? The same people that are still wearing masks and standing six feet apart from their
Iran
families.
Iran is posing as Proud Boys to release a video to intimidate Democrats, and then the feds can go out and say, this will not stand. We're, you know, anyway. So group offers churches a $6 a ballot to help people vote early.
Wasn't that illegal?
So apparently not. Listen to this here. A group's offer to pay churches $6 for every person that they help to vote early this year does not violate any law, although it might not be the best practice for getting out votes, Alabama's election chief said Monday. The New South Souls to the Polls initiative is paying churches $6 contribution for each documented early vote to cover the expenses for outreach and transportation to help people vote early by absentee ballot, according to a letter mailed to pastors by Hank Sanders, a former longtime Democratic senator from Selma, who is organizing the efforts. Now, you know if it's going to cover people's bus ride to the poll, which target group they're
of course. We know
doing
which demographic
here.
It is. Selma.
And you could say ethnically, but I even meant politically.
Of course. Republicans never do this.
It's unclear how many churches were offered the funds, right? Sanders said the $6 is intended to compensate groups for transportation, outreach and time to help people vote early, and is not tied to how a person will vote. But how do we know that? How do we know that it's not? By the way, vote for Biden, right? Can you do that for me?
Of course.
I mean, you know that this is kind of stuff they do, right? Why have they been so against a voter ID? You're telling me that people who will vote left, they don't know how to get an ID. Is that what you're
saying? That's what I say. That
whatever.
It's our white privilege that enables us to go to the DMV to get an ID. And they can even get it for free if they're poor. So this is garbage.
So anyway, interesting that they said, it's not illegal. It's not, but it's not the best practices to do stuff. You know, we've seen a lot of stuff like this. But check this out. This is let me pause that real quick. A 4chan, they caught this. This is in a Yahoo News live stream, where a guy clearly is doing something with the ballot. Clearly, he's looking behind his back. He's like, is anybody watching? And then he takes out a pen.
Does he not know that there's a camera?
No, I don't know. He obviously doesn't see the camera. But then what's even more sickening is that then the camera doesn't like zoom in. Like, what are you doing? It pans away to save him.
Covering.
Look at this here. Yeah, so it's a Yahoo Finances live stream here, but check out the guy in the front here. I was watching.
Oh, you dirty dog.
Totally up to something good. And then out with the pen. And then start filling things out on the ballot.
Them. They're the most dishonest people.
And then
ever.
Look at that, the camera. Oh,
lie,
shit.
Cheat, steal.
And then it cuts off.
Dirtbag.
How do we know that people are not doing this kind of stuff?
It's unbelievable. And he's going to get away with it? Why isn't he found out?
I don't know. It's what I said. Find this man and ask
him
some questions.
Need an investigation. He needs to be put in jail for this. God. And this is just one that we happen to see. Think of how many more that we don't see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think of the ones, how many we've already heard about come out. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a bit.
Yep. That's right. Okay, so this happened, pretty interesting development, and we'll see if something comes from it. We've heard about these things in the past, and these people, the Twitter and Facebook CEOs, Zuckerberg, Dorsey, they've of course been on Capitol Hill before, they've testified, they've lied before, before swearing on a Bible or whatever they do, like to do not lie and tell the truth and all that stuff. They just lie. Google CEO, he lied. He just lied.
Don't
he just
said,
no,
Torah,
we don't,
so it's
we
all
don't,
right.
What was it? He said again. We don't have shadow lists, or we don't uplift certain search results, and all this kind of stuff. They said right. But so anyway, the U.S. Senate, they decided to subpoena the Twitter and Facebook CEO on behalf of this New York Post article that we mentioned before about Biden's drug addiction, the laptop fines, and all that kind of stuff. Right.
We'll see how much they actually provide, though. It's not like they're going to provide the incriminating stuff.
Yeah, probably.
And I would think that
not.
Stuff doesn't have any kind of records.
I'm still glad that it's happening to yeah. them, and they deserve yeah. being just squashed. These companies and these CEOs for what they're doing, their disgusting behavior, and their obvious election meddling, and the picking and choosing, mm-hmm. editorializing by yeah. getting subsidies from taxpayers,
warnings
by getting
on
special
tweets.
Protections, and yeah, blatant censorship, blatant shadow banning, blatant like involvement in the electoral process, right? But so we'll see what comes out of this. I'm not sure when the date is set for this, but even the Senate Republicans tweeted out this video that shows that you know, they couldn't post the New York Post article. But again, it's like this is like, you boomers.
You're
this
late
has
to
been
the
happening
party.
For years, yes. like to people. BitChute.com is still blocked in this way. You
wait
can't
till
post
they
videos.
Find out people are getting their bank accounts banned.
Yeah,
they haven't even caught up to that yet.
Now, what we fear, jeez. And I mentioned this last time too, is kind of that they will, something will happen where they lock in now. And this is, of course, I don't know why YouTube, by Susan, is mm-hmm. not subpoenaed for this, frankly. Especially in consideration to how many QAnon accounts, QAnon related, or I should say accounts that occasionally talked about QAnon stuff. You know, they have tons of other things on their site, but they just get axed for. And again, like now it's in the news, it's a newsworthy thing. The mainstream media can talk about it. They can talk about it, but an alternative channel cannot mention anything about QAnon without the fear of getting axed. But anyway, YouTube's CEO Susan Wojcicki should show up here too, and she should also respond. But what I fear is that they will lock in. Basically, conservative ink will now be protected. They will never be banned. Mm-hmm. The Steven Crowders, the Ben Shapiros, Daily Wires, the Hodge twins, all these yeah. you know, people... will potentially, we'll see what happens, but they potentially
the
might
Candace
be like, you can't
Owens.
Touch the Candace Owens, you can't touch these people. Everyone else has been thrown off of the platforms, though. We're going to pretend that hasn't happened, and we're not going to punitive, do any backtracking on the punitive issue uh-huh. for these. So,
yep.
Also this, Google, which I, of course, mentioned regarding the
I just feel nothing's going to come lies. From any of these things. Nothing ever comes out of this.
Probably not, but at least they're doing it. And I believe I'm correct. This particular case here with Google facing its biggest antitrust lawsuit ever in the U.S. is related to all those. Do you remember that video we played it? It was all these attorneys that represented the various states. I think it was up to 12 states that mm-hmm. were suing Google. I think it's related to that, because if you look at the actual the antitrust lawsuit here.
Oh, it's about the ads, AdSense and all that.
It's about right? search. It's about the way they're dominating search, and that they can pick and choose, which y'all already do.
Oh,
we know
do.
This.
They,
this is out of
they
the
They rig
open,
all that
right?
stuff. Yeah.
But if you look at the actual lawsuit, it says early on here, so it's the Department of Justice, right, representing the U.S., but then it's the state of Arkansas, state of Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, and South Carolina, and Texas. So I believe that this is how long it takes for the wheels of law to turn, right? This was like, I think it's a year ago, maybe even more, than we saw this press conference of all these attorneys representing the states. So I think it's related to that. But the New York Times... I had this too, and they're covering for Google because Google is a tool for them to achieve their political desires, basically, right? So New York Times, U.S. accused Google of illegally protecting monopoly, and of they've bought up, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of competitors.
Yep.
They've gobbled them all up, hundreds of them. There's this great graph we showed in one of the shows. This is also like at least over a year ago now. Showing Google's acquisitions over like a 5-year period, mm-hmm. and it was like anything
was
that stood in their way just yeah. took it down. And the fact that there hasn't been an antitrust lawsuit before now, at least on this scale, is shocking. And yeah. and it shows that, you know, I heard the other day, I don't know if it's true, but Jim Jordan apparently is like taking Google money. He's a Republican senator, I believe.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Or a congressman. And a lot of these people Google have so much money that they're paying these people off.
These campaign contributions. I can't believe yeah. that's even allowed. Like
it's
that.
Crazy, right? So we'll see if anything comes from it. But yeah, today's lawsuit by the Department of Justice is deeply flawed, Google responded, right? It has argued that people use Google because they choose to, because it's such a great service. and partially, of course, people should stop using Google. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, well, you're now when you do have the amount of people using your service that you do, why do you suppress certain information?
Yep.
Why do you you can go to Swiss Cows and search for certain things, and it's like, oh, that's what
different
a clean
results.
Search results actually looks
exactly.
like. You're comparing it to Google, right? All right. A lampshade. Loathe the sorry. I thought I read lampshade here. Let me read this. Loathe Trump's hate. I think it is. with a diamond. Thank you for that. Rodgers Nottingham with a diamond. Thank you. No messages on those. Desi Mac, same thing. Diamond. Thank you. American Life with a diamond says that pollster didn't do nothing. There you go. Daredevil's Advocate with the diamond. No message. Thank you. Black Philip with the diamond again says they never mention YouTube censorships and corruption. Yeah, it's, nope. They don't. Nope. I don't know why they don't.
Always
I hate
Facebook,
that.
Facebook, and Twitter.
And occasionally Twitter.
Oh, right? My gosh. YouTube's been massive. I would say even worse than Facebook.
I saw this the other day. It was like Transparency Tube or something is the link. It was Read the Signs on Twitter. That did the his username. I'm trying to remember his username. It's not Occulture or something. But it'll come to me in a minute. It was on the show. It was guest hosting Flashback Friday with me. He does great work. He showed the link of how they're like targeting white identitarianism, like on YouTube and stuff like that. But it was one of the smallest categories now that they're monitoring. And I was just wondering, oh, I wonder how this would look before they banned everybody, when it would be probably one of the biggest ones, frankly, that they would lump into that. But anyway, it was a pretty interesting link in how they're kind of tracking things. I might show it in the Weekend Warrior show. Philbert Applebag with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. He says, OSINT is a technique of creatively gathering all public info on a target, borderline hacking. Interesting. Okay, so I would assume it's a methodology, a technique. Okay. I saw it in passing the other day. And I was like, hey, I got to look into this. I forgot about it. Thank you, Philbert. I appreciate that. Thank you for your support. The Last Red Squirrels donated a diamond. Thank you so much for that. Hey, should we take a little midway pause?
Sure, let's do it. I can read a couple entropies quick, though. Dare Cherusker, this system is rotten to the core and more dangerous than coronavirus. Keep up the good work. Exactly. The real pandemic. Cuck-free zone. Maybe it was Corn Pop who put the contract out on Biden. Oh, that's in reference to the Ryan Dawson little documentary he put out. What was that called again? It was called
the Biden crime?
Corn Pops Revenge. Yes.
Interesting. Good name.
And then also Alan Harry says teaching white privilege and critical race theory is now illegal in schools in UK. I looked this up real quick. And it was basically the UK minister said that teaching white privilege and critical race theory in school is technically illegal. Not that they've stopped doing it, mm-hmm. but that we don't want teachers teaching their white peoples about white privilege and inherited racial guilt. Kimmy Badenoch said, and by the way, she's black. I was surprised by that. Let me be clear. Any school which teaches these elements of critical race theory is fact or which promotes a partisan political view such as defunding the police without offering a balanced treatment of opposing views is breaking the law. Anyway, so they're having this discussion in the UK right now. But
interesting.
We'll see what actually comes out of that.
Well, something good comes out of that. But yeah, guys, we'll take just a quick little break here and then we'll be right back with more.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.
Whites will not be the majority.
Whiteness is a form of racial oppression.
New Sweden emerging. The immigration process coming toward Europe is irreversible.
It's an exciting transformation of the country.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop.
There can be no white race without the phenomenon of white supremacy.
Sweden is destined to become a multiracial, multicultural society.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop.
Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
At this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural.
Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent. For the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority.
The task is to bring this minority together in such a way that it makes it impossible for the legacy of whiteness to continue to reproduce itself.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock.
My concern is doing away with whiteness.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place.
It's one of the things I think we can be most proud of.
Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century.
All right, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're back here with Flashback Friday. Everyone tuning in a bit late, we've covered a lot of stories here today. You can always, of course, find our archives at redice.tv and redicemembers.com. Definitely check out our memberships if you want to both support us, but also get access to a little bit more. Weekend Warrior, second hour of many of the shows. We have thousands and thousands of shows in the archives on the members' website. Hey, I wanted to cover this real quick, too. This is a fascinating development regarding... We've talked about the Sackler family, the opioid crisis, the bunk issues with like how they pushed this on people. They handed it out like candy with some of the lines that were going around.
Yeah.
So they are basically ending up in trouble. Purdue Pharma, but it's owned by the Sackler family. Listen to this here.
This morning, subject to court approval, the Department of Justice is announcing a global resolution of our criminal and civil investigations into the opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma, as well as a civil resolution with members of the Sackler family who comprise shareholders of the company. The global settlement announced today involves the company pleading guilty to three felony counts for defrauding the United States and violating the anti-kickback statute from 2009 to 2017. In addition to the company having agreed to plead guilty to these three felony counts, the company has agreed to a $3.544 billion criminal fine.
Holy shit.
And a $2 billion criminal forfeiture amount. Further, on top of those, to resolve its civil liability, Purdue Pharma has agreed to $2.8 billion in damages to the United States. Additionally, members of the Sackler family have agreed to pay $225 million in a civil settlement that will provide civil releases only.
Will they go to jail, these people?
They should go to jail. They're just going to pay money. They should bankrupt them and then go to jail.
I think Purdue Pharma is over. That's what he alludes to at the end here.
The company's bankruptcy in the Southern District of New York involves many creditors, from some private creditors to federal, state government, and local creditors. In general, the creditors are aiming to ensure that nearly all of the proceeds of the bankruptcy go to opioid abatement programs, and the Department of Justice generally supports that goal.
All right, so that's just an
incredible
amount.
Put them out of business. Personally,
the family needs to pay $225 million in civil settlements with the U.S. government.
God, they must be billionaires.
But the damage
is done. How many lives did they ruin? People that died, people that are addicted, and just their lives destroyed, ruined.
And even now during the COVID lockdown, the drug use is off the charts.
They were legal drug dealers,
families
basically
ruined because of this. And
they knew the product they were making was addictive. They knew it.
Of course they did. And they bribed doctors to hand it out like candy. They just, you know, it's incredible. But I'm very glad to see that they're following up on this. But, you know, but there's other companies, there's other families, there's other things.
Yeah, I know.
Go after all of them. It's incredible.
Big pharma in general, man. It kills more people than anything.
Yeah, it does. It does. And again, this is one of the parts, we named it the real pandemic to show here today. But there's so many other things that deserves like society grinding to a halt because of the criminality involved and the lives lost and the ruin that it's causing, right? Okay. Anyway, let's move on to this one here. Oh, so let's dive into the COVID thing a little bit here.
Kamala and Biden are just horrible with numbers, you know, and everyone just lets it slip all the time on the left. Like, he just wheels out these huge numbers, and she does too. I mean, she's nutty. It's amazing Harris. To me that these two people are really rich. Like, how did they get this money? Well, they're corrupt, they're
politicians.
Corrupt so politicians, before,
they're crime,
you know.
Crime families.
They're crime families, but it's just they're not smart at all. It amazes me. And like, oh, it's okay, 220,000, 220 million. What's the difference? Let it slip.
Anyway. Listen.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Holy shit.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Died.
The population 2020 in America is 331 million. So apparently 2/3 of the American population has died in the last several months.
Yeah, that's something. Maybe Biden is infectious. Someone said, like, maybe it's just it's contagious, whatever he has. I'm not sure about
and
that.
Then everyone's like, or is this something that they're planning after this COVAX?
Yeah, yeah.
That they're wheeling out
They always get their numbers wrong, right? But
This is outdoor bubble dining in New York. Speaking of just this craziness that's happening now. So literal shit libs living in their bubble. We know that they already do, and they're afraid of reality. They don't want it to actually touch them on the streets. Here we go. We're just going to act like this is normal. Like, I will never, ever eat like. You have to go out to eat, really?
I think it was it the leftist Flaming Lips, I think, that had a concert. And it was the same thing, that everyone in the audience were in bubbles. And I think the people playing were in bubbles and stuff like that. But yeah, it's kind of,
we've talked about. It had nothing to do with the rain. This is all.
It's totally not like a symbolic thing what's happening here with people being in their various
in
bubbles, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, so
untouched
good news
by real life.
Good news on the vaccine front here, guys, because this is totally safe. Don't let it kind of get to you that they skipped the animal trials and testing. They went straight to humans. But what ended up happening? Well, one of the Brazilian volunteers actually ended up dying from the anti-COVID vaccine.
Exactly.
Now, I believe, let me check if this is the case here. A volunteer from Brazil who was taking part in the Oxford coronavirus vaccine trials have died, the country's health regulatory agency Anvisa confirmed. According to the agency, they were notified about the death of a 28-year-old volunteer on 19th of October. The person's death has apparently occurred as a result of complications from COVID-19.
So of course.
They died of COVID. The vaccine didn't get to them fast enough. Anvisa did not immediately clarify whether the volunteer was taking the vaccine or the placebo, and the situation is still under review. Okay, of course. No, they was just they were given the placebo, obviously, and it's all fine because this vaccine is totally safe. Which means that Oxford? I think it was this AstraZeneca. Yeah. Paused AstraZeneca and Johnson coronavirus vaccine trials expected to resume this week, Operation Warp Speed chief says. So a lot of them have been put on like pause. They haven't been able to get as far as they wanted to and stuff like that. But they're going to
kill more
right
people in these trials than people actually died from coronavirus.
Well, but and I still think that when they start when the mandatory vaccine is rolled out,
don't take it.
There's going to be a lot of deaths, and they're going to blame it on COVID-19.
Yeah. Oh, it came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, it's a mutation. I mean,
these people lie. Are we going to trust them? No, of course not.
Of course not.
Dirty. Tell you.
So yeah. So also lockdowns are officially.
It's back.
We're going down into lockdown again now. This fall.
It's flu season. Time to lock it up.
Flu season. Time to lock it up.
Shut it down.
France extends COVID lockdowns to 46 million people, and Germany panic buys as Europe's cases double in 10 days. And cases means nothing whatsoever.
No.
And even if they do, the false positives, you got it, well, whatever. But did you get sick? Did you die? Did anything happen at all? A case doesn't mean anything, right?
Most people have already had this. They already have the antibodies for this.
So the second wave, this is what they told us about, right? Germany, France, Czech Republic, Spain, Italy, they're warning us this is
horrible,
panic buying shoppers. I don't know. It's just so aggravating, right? Ireland going into a 6-week national lockdown. Estimates 150,000 job losses.
And they're already struggling.
Totally worth it.
I have good friends in Ireland who tell me that. Jeez.
So we've seen some demonstrations and guests and things like this, lockdown protests. Here's out of Canada, a little image for you here on this. Mostly peaceful. We'll get to some who's not that peaceful, but at least they're saying no to this ship.
Yeah, they should. Those right-wing extremists, Nazis.
Those fascists. And then they go, clearly like have leftist signs, some of them, and stuff like that. And it's like, you know. And then, I mean, that doesn't matter. My point is, it's like they're all basically like a lot of factions of the political fringes are coming together over this. Because
in
Europe,
there was a lot of leftists that were actually protesting the lockdowns, is what I heard. In America, it was different. It was more people on the right protesting.
More on the right, but yeah, a lot of leftists and, you know, people who are, even people are not that, you know, super political, but they don't want this shit, right? But yeah, so it did turn violent in Australia.
It's been violent there for a while.
Well,
now,
I mean, just this most recent lockdown protest.
It keeps going in Australia. It keeps going. Insane.
Check this out here.
Good evening. A very different Grand Final Eve parade today, with hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters clashing violently with police. Officers were punched and a horse smashed in the head with a flagpole.
Poor
as
horse.
Frustrations boiled over. Crime reporter Lana Murphy was there.
Murphy,
it was the people against the police. It's a tense standoff the police in the center against the of people. The city that quickly turned violent. Those leading the pack of protesters spitting abuse in the face of officers after snaking down St Kilda Road in their hundreds. It started at the Shrine of Remembrance, an eerie silence quickly swallowed by the screams of demonstrators placed under arrest.
I don't have to answer any further questions for being arrested, sir.
For being here.
Before the crowd of anti-lockdown and anti-government agitators was surrounded.
Police have formed a ring around the main pack of protesters and are one by one plucking out the troublemakers and arresting them. But organisers have told participants today that these arrests are unlawful and a direct violation of their human rights.
Shut down, Andy! We're going to give up our freedom!
The group has now been moved away from the shrine, but it hasn't stopped them from making their message clear. They're now walking in a pack of hundreds down the street towards Parliament when they were stopped in there.
But I do think it's funny still that, like, the BLM riots and stuff still gets much more positive press than this does.
And people
right?
go light on the police and the mainstream when they're doing
when it comes
this,
to this.
When they're attacking
yeah.
their own people who just want to be out eating on the bench without a mask on. If you guys didn't see my last 314 show, check that out. We play a lot of clips in Australia with my guest Emma Down Under, and we go over just the craziness that's happening down there. It's like full-on New World Order clampdown, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's vital that the people fight back now, because once the technocratic you know lock is when it's locked in, you know, when the fourth industrial revolution and the great reset has set in, everything they want to do, this will be impossible. You won't be able to do it.
Australia's already, I couldn't believe the surveillance and how many cameras they have and how Big Brother's already really in place down there.
Let me see what he said there. Turn that up.
They were scolded by onlookers before more were dragged away by police.
Don't have to grab him like that.
They had one message.
Free Victoria! Free Victoria!
And while it was loud and clear to the dozens of motorists caught in the crossfire, the Premier couldn't have cared less.
And if any rules are broken, any rules.
He's an idiot.
Victoria
this
Police won't hesitate idiot. To act.
All right. Okay.
Idiot.
So there
that's
we go.
Good. There's a lot of good Aussies down there, too. They know what's up.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, definitely.
Fighting back. Finally, some Aussies down there. What's up with this Nazi?
So I came across this, too, regarding this. This is the problem now in Australia, right? Young Australians are being aggressively radicalized through right-wing extremism,
so,
federal police warn, right?
Yeah.
So
big issue. The true agenda of what's happening, and that's the problem.
Not the complete Stasi methods
police
of
police brutality.
Of what's coming in here and stuff like that. No, this is the problem, that Australians, young Australians are being radicalized online by these right-wing propagandists, right? And so obviously we have to do something about this, which is basically we have to censor everybody, we have to take control of the internet, because that's where the majority of this takes place, and anybody we don't like is basically a Nazi, right?
Didn't they mention like New World Order type stuff in there?
Yeah,
globalists and elites,
even QAnon tangentially kind
like
of things.
And,
yeah, it's
it,
all
right?
kind of just blending together.
Well,
all
it all
right
does
now.
Come together as we're starting to find, doesn't it?
And I mean, basically, and I know that this is true in Ireland too, where like as soon as there is anti-lockdown protests, the go-to choice of word to dismiss that it's that the lockdown protests are are bad, basically, you know, is because it's a right wing, it's right wingers that are doing it. Far right agitators are protesting, and therefore, you know, that should be this line that they can roll out just to discredit that they're out on the streets protesting.
Basically. These people, exactly. This is bullshit. This line doesn't even make sense. They just do a word salad with different things that we say and try and like make it stick. They see these protesters, all these protesters against a lockdown. They see the pandemic as proof of the failure of globalization,
yep.
multiculturalism, and democracy, and confirmation that societal collapse and a race war are inevitable. Like, that doesn't even make sense. That's not what most of those people in Australia are out there protesting. They're not thinking that a race war is coming right now. They're like protesting against their own cops who are like beating them up for eating a sandwich outside, you know?
Let's see what he says in the clip. I haven't listened to this yet.
It's been revealed Australian investigators have called on the FBI to help combat the growing threat of foreign interference. The Federal Police Commissioner says it's one of several crimes that have increased during the global pandemic.
It's claimed lives and livelihoods. Now it's feared COVID-19 could increase the already unprecedented threat to Australia's democracy.
It's here and it's arrived well and truly, and it's something we're going to pursue relentlessly.
The Australian Federal Police calling on the FBI to help train investigators combating foreign interference.
Read, create them, set them up, how to run sting operations, how to rope up young kids so we can prove that this is the biggest threat that there is, right? I love that they go to the glow-in-the-darks to like... But you notice how all of this is global, at least across the West, it's like the same narrative. They're all baking all the same things in their
all
cake.
All the West, the liberal West
all, you know, showing
countries.
It.
They're all saying the same crap.
I don't even know if I want to watch the rest of this. It's just, yep. Anyway, I saw it in passing and I thought I'd show it. It's like, yep, Nazis are the problem. That's the issue right now. Not BLM or these other protests or shit like that, right? Quick mention on Sweden here too, who again, I've said many times in the past, they did not do lockdowns for all the wrong reasons. They are just basically incompetent and so they don't know how to do anything anymore. And they're losing control of the population. Largely because of the massive migrant waves, of course, into Sweden and stuff like that. But basically, they couldn't enforce it. So they basically said, I think, we can't do this. Basically, we can't prevent. We have an open democratic society. We can't prevent people from going here. Now, that turned out to be, a good positive end result at the end of the day. But anyway, so the latest on this here is as the... As more European countries lock down... Sweden has come out and basically says we're not going to do any new lockdown measures. Basically, because people have suffered enough. There are a lot of people that are depressed because of this. A lot of people are at home, they're alone and stuff like that. And they're seeing there's a greater downside to people's mental health than it is trying to combat a virus which has a survival rate of 99.8%.
Yeah, it's all bull.
What are they doing here? The fact that they're getting away with this, but still though, at least they're having. They have Sweden as a way to look at. It's like, it wasn't that bad, and they've come out of this, you know?
Remember, they were pushing numbers. Oh, my God, Sweden, look at all the deaths. And then you looked, and it was like people over 85 that die all the time anyway in Sweden. Like, it was nothing out of the unusual.
Yeah, loneliness, mental health impact of lockdown balanced against the COVID threat, right? So, they did the right decision, maybe for the wrong reasons, but whatever. Good on Sweden for offering us a different take on things. Do you want to take this one?
Yeah. So despite all this coronavirus caused all the cutbacks and all that, Israel is going to get the full $3.8 billion.
Fantastic.
Yes, in aid. While millions of Americans are out of work and tens of millions have been impacted by this corona hoax and all the cutbacks. So, you know, these stimulus, measly little $1,200 stimulus checks per person. $3.8 billion for Israel.
Now,
it is outrageous. How are people not outraged and angry?
Is this just America that's on the 3.8?
This is just America. And then what was it like?
Yeah, I know we covered last week with Germany. $660 million from Germany to Israel.
Yeah, but it was
of COVID measures.
Also because of COVID. Yeah, you had to protect these Holocaust survivors or whatever. Like they needed money during this pandemic. 200,000
that had claimed it or something like that. It's just like, holy, how many people are we talking about?
It's amazing.
What age were they when they were... allegedly roped up into this.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
How long is this going to continue? For like decades? Their grandkids now are going to get money too?
Oh, yeah. I was in that bloodline, so, you know, I get to cash that cow. $10.5
million per day they're getting in an aid package. Administration official says Israelis don't have to worry even if there is a depression. And even though the aid is damaging to Americans,
Connie,
right?
I think this is great. We should give them
it's
more
fantastic,
money.
Fantastic, definitely. That's and of course, here's one of the biggest criticisms that we have of on Teflon Don, right? It's the it's his Israel support and his how Kushner has a foot in, and a lot of from the Sheldon Adelsons and these kinds of people are
not
funding.
Blind to that.
But again, but
all parties are the Israel party there nowadays.
But despite that, as you showed too, the majority of Jews in America are still voting Democrat. They don't
75%.
They don't like in Israel. I think they're super supportive of Trump, but actually, like American Jews, do not like Trump.
In Israel, of course, they are, because they're getting $3.8 billion. They basically have a national socialism in Israel, like cradle to grave welfare, and
see,
they can just
take
back.
See, they're the real Nazis.
Yeah, right.
But so, in meantime. This is what actually is happening in America. Here's the heart of Pelosi's district. Check out some of this footage right here. You think that $3.8 billion could come to use in helping
crazy.
Americans? Americans who are starving, they're homeless, they're drug addicts, they have depression, mental health issues, they're nowhere to turn, no help.
Man, this is all lefty created right
Nancy
here.
Pelosi's been in office 33 years, and this is the results of some of her policies, right?
I can understand why someone went and took a dump on her driveway, honestly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But we got to pay Israel, you know? And remember Pelosi's comment? Even if America burns to the ground, we will still be there to save Israel. Let me see if I can find that. We should pull that up.
The point is, all these parties now, they support Israel. But this is San Francisco, super far left San Francisco, who also, just like all these other far left cities, have passed the Karen Act. So if you're white and you're calling 911 against someone who's not white, who's trying to rape you or attack you or rob you, you can actually get sued.
Yeah.
Because the perp can cry racism and come after you. It's this same town where you see this. San Francisco, my parents grew up in the avenues. It was safe. It was a different place in the 1950s. It was clean. There was all these lovely areas. Now it's just in the toilet. So many parts. Syringes and crap in the literal crap in the streets.
But here they could take showers. That $3.8 billion from America totally cannot be help the situation right now. The homeless people can take showers.
Give Israel more money and let's import in more poverty. That'll help take care of the problem. That'll fix it.
Yeah, I mean, again, and think about that. Why are we so against open borders? Because ultimately these are, they're on the front lines of those who will hurt first. But then at the end of the day, everybody will suffer, right?
Well,
even these people, like even the black Americans, like how can some of them before like this leftist lunatic globalism open the borders and
some
shit
of them
like
need
that?
To realize that they'll actually benefit from these policies that actually benefit white people. It benefits you too,
right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people say, well, the solution is we need communism. Communism will fix it. Yeah. When does communism
UBI.
Ever fix anything? It didn't fix it in Russia and China, by the way. They always like to show you the nice parts of China, but it is a lot of third world in China conditions, like struggling, poor, lots of poverty.
Oh, here it is. I just found it. Nancy Pelosi, even if America... So let me pause that there. Here we go. Sorry about this, guys. Let me pull this in real quick here. Check out this clip. Here's Pelosi here, right?
When they asked me if this Capitol crumbled to the ground...
Sorry, let me back up again.
I have said to people when they asked me if this Capitol crumbled to the ground, the one thing that would remain is our commitment to our aid. And I don't even call it aid, our cooperation with Israel.
Yep, there you go. Yep, that's Pelosi. And that
we
and
could
that's,
be a third world country, but we will give Israel billions
we will never
of dollars.
Falter.
Wow.
So
you know?
There you go. That now you get it explained, right? why it is the way it is. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let me do a couple of these super chats. As well, sorry, I got lost my train of thought. The place where I was in the list here on DLive. Do you have any, Lana, you can take while I find my place?
Sure,
here?
Yeah. Jacob Hawthorne, another fantastic Friday with the best darn news DJ on the internet and his spunky sidekick / original Red Eye super fan and former stalker. Actually, I was never a stalker. But I've been stalked before, let me tell you. Thanks for not remixing the news like CNN. You're welcome. Absolutely. Thanks. Oh, and Glenn the Chinaman. NBC stands for nothing but crap. I like that one. Nothing but crap. We'll have to use that one.
Definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, here, Ray. I find the place. The last one here. TKNO, a diamond. Thank you. Michael, 57DE with a diamond, says, my sub due to renew in November. Will it auto-renew? Or if you did a recurring one, it will and it should. If not, you can just go back into redicemembers.com, click in, log in, and click enter your account, and then you just click on sign up, and you can renew right there on the page. That's easy. But yeah, if it doesn't clear, just go back in and click sign up again. That's easy. Thank you, Michael, by the way. Appreciate you. Thank you for being a member. Obergroiper with a Ninja Gini, thank you. Actually, three in a row. Thank you, Obergroiper. Really appreciate that. Very kind of you. Thank you for the support. Holy shit. Annie Banny. NH, I think it is. Sorry if I butcher your name. With a diamond, says land plus homesteading equals Caucasian survival. Onward. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's the system goes more digital and cashless, and being locked out of certain services just for having the wrong opinions. It looks like return to, and I don't want that. I think we need to still have a foot in society and be part of even the technological revolution that's going to happen, essentially, from robotics, gene editing, and all that shit. But at the same time, to remain sane and to remain balanced in what's going to work in the long run, I think we have to have one foot at least very firmly parallel planted society into a rural lifestyle, basically, whether with farming, animal husbandry, all these kinds of things. Yeah. I think the future is the past. that's what I think. You know. So yeah, thank you, Annie. I appreciate that. Annie again with the diamond. Would you interview Owen Benjamin and Curtis Stone?
We've reached out to Owen before. Nothing came of that. The other one, I'm not sure.
Curtis Stone, I haven't heard of. I'll have to look it up. Thank you, Annie, for the tip there. But yeah, I wouldn't be against it, for sure. But we tried Owen. I think nothing. We didn't hear back, I think, or something like that.
I don't think so. But you can write him. Tell him.
Sure. Yeah, Annie, again with the diamond. Lana and Henrik, you guys are hilarious. Thank, and God bless. Well, thank you. Thank you for the support. Really appreciate it. Fledgling with a diamond says Kamala misspoke. She meant 66 million. There you go. Based von Bismarck with a diamond says 2202 equals 110. Some numerology for you guys there to decode. So already, was that February 2022? Must be. February 2002 equals 110. Do you get that one?
Yeah, I do. I don't.
Thank you for that. Von Bismarck, I appreciate that. Magnus von Thule, gift 1 month sub to Stickle. I think I missed a few of those. Thank you to everyone handing out subs. We appreciate that. And everyone who is subbing as well on DLAB, of course. Black Philip with the diamond. History repeats. Look up the Sassoon Opium Empire. Sassoon, I think it is actually pronounced. Sassoon Opium Empire. I've heard of that. Interesting. I'll do a Google search on that later. Let me save that. Thank you. Shadow Government with the diamond. Warmongering Rumsfeld vaccine has been approved. There you go. Is that true? Does Rumsfeld have a foot in the vaccine development? That's insane if that's true. I don't doubt it, though. Thank you. Baron von Banjo Lips, I think it is, with a Ninja Gini. Thank you. Appreciate the support. Says, isn't it true that the average vaccine takes around 20 years to develop for safe use? Yeah, I've heard. I think the fastest I've heard that they brought something to market was something like 7 years. But the average, I think, is well above 15 years. Mm. So the fact that they're trying to squeeze this out in what is it, like 7 months, yeah, 8 months, like, is insane. I mean, it should be illegal. It should not be.
People are trusting, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm ready to just sign up for it.
Bill Gates says the FDA has the gold standard. It's all fine. Don't worry about it.
It's safe. They don't lie.
That's right. Cornered Space Alien with the diamond says, shame local reporters over COVID. Shame local reporters over COVID. Thoughts?
Oh, for reporting on it like it's a real thing?
Yeah.
Like that Lana girl that we just saw in Australia?
Is that what you mean, CSA? If it is, yeah. But yeah, I guess so. Do it. Vanilla S, thank you, CSA. Appreciate the support. Vanilla S with a diamond, just say LOL. Thank you. Virginian Drifter with a diamond says, is the solution simply less/no government? Yeah, I don't think no government. You got to have something. It depends on who runs it, ultimately. It always depends on the intention and what the people who run the government who they're looking out after, basically.
There's only been a couple times in history when it seems like they've actually looked after their own people.
Yeah, it's like really, they really have the concerns of the people at heart. Then I wouldn't mind if it's somewhat overreaching and over, and in some cases, overbearing. Right? I'm certainly not one of these like, well, the free market will take care of it. Clearly not.
But at the same time, you don't love tons of
government. No, I don't.
I hate paper. I know you hate paper. Darling.
Yeah, well, also, the Sweden situation, right? I mean, I grew up in a very overbearing society, Sweden. Like, this is mama and papa government. It's bureaucratic. It's just everything is you know, you have to pass everything through government and stuff like that. And in fact is, I've said this before, but basically, I think the reason what really killed the Swedish people is the type of socialism that we had in the country. It's like, well, it was great. You were looked after. Yeah, sure, but it killed our soul.
Yeah,
it destroyed people. Into like when the government took over, it's all utilitarian and communist.
It's something you have to go there to experience. I've experienced this. So I know what you're talking about.
The suppression from the state and again, it's also, and that's reflective of the fact that these people do not have our best interests at heart. They look down on the people. They look at them as managed them as cattle. You know what I mean? It's all utilitarian, and it's socialism. It's communism, yeah. And it destroys the soul of the nation. I think you have to work towards the things that you want to achieve. You have to create things and want to. You gotta want to live, right? If you're gonna sit around and be handed UBI and be taken care of, I guarantee you, in two generations, the majority
they'll
of people
get real
will be
soft.
They'll be like drug addicts, depressed. They won't do anything. I mean, there's very few people that would at that point have a drive to like really survive and accomplish more than just necessary base requirements. I think UBI is going to be like the bread and circuses of the state. It's going to be the final nail in the coffin. They'll have complete control at that point, basically. Yep.
When you know you always have that safety net to fall back on. I mean,
it's not even that you'll fall back. You will be taken care of.
You will be taken care of.
You do not have to do anything to strive for something or survive or try harder.
Trendsetters, ingenuity and all that is usually come in a hard time of crisis in your life.
We need pressure. We need, there should be no guarantee. I mean, not against helping people. Don't get me wrong. But when
having
this,
a safety net in case you need the help.
Yeah,
when
but
it,
when
goes
there's
wrong.
This guarantee of like, you don't even have to bother staying alive anymore. Someone will come in and like pump the air into your lungs for you. Like, what kind of life is that? Yeah. Like, you have to, and you won't truly appreciate things until you've made them, you've created them, you did this, right? It's yours. And that's why people who do that, they hate when the state comes in, oh, you actually didn't make that. We're going to take this away from you. We're going to take 50% of this.
It's typical, it's like the bum who hates you. Trust
you
know? Fund baby brats who never had to work a day in their life. They resent it. They don't even understand the feeling of hard work and accomplishment. In fact, they look down on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens.
I'm just, you know, to America here, like specifically, like, you do not want the type of socialism that we had in Sweden. Like, it will kill your people. Yes, the nail in the coffin was hammered in by the moderate party, who is our conservatives, right? They opened the borders even more than the socialists did, right? But the Democratic Social Party was in power well over 50 years in Sweden, and they slowly but surely etched away and killed the soul of our people. And I can't explain that. You're like, it's... Ah, these fucking people. You know what I mean?
You used to talk about it a lot. Now they tax you to death and give the money to everybody. But
it's not the solution. Believe me. It's like, no, it's better to have more non-engagement from an overarching authority at the end of the day. And sometimes it does have to step in.
It will make your people rise to the occasion.
Right. And sometimes you need, you know, salvage packages where basically it comes in and clean things up. And we've seen that in certain countries historically. And would I be against that? No, not necessarily. But if it continues, if the overbearing attitudes continue, then it will remove the
hard times make strong
people.
Men, right? Strong men make good times. Good times make soft men.
Anyway.
Soft men make hard times.
Thank you, Virginia and Drifter. I appreciate that. Good comment. Bill Hoover with a Ninjagini says the Borat movie is Mossad op to get white people to hate themselves. I don't doubt it. I mean, Borat is an ADL asset at this
and
point.
Isn't he pretending to be Kazakhstan or something? Isn't that a racist stereotype?
Nope, that's totally fine because they're white Eastern Europeans, so that's fine. Max Headroom with a diamond. They're God's children. How dare you give shekels? Thank you, Max Headroom. Appreciate that. Right,
God's
about
favorite children at that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. God's chosen. Right about everything with the diamond says maybe we should be getting reparations from Israel. you know, getting some of that money back. I'm not against that. McCooley with a Ninjagini. Thank you. Says, are you still considering calling shows? Yes, we are. Do apologies for dropping the ball on that. We have not dropped it altogether, though. It's just been a bit time squeeze recently. We'll give you guys an update on that soon. But yes, we intend to do it for sure. We've not bailed out on that. Thank you, McCooley. I appreciate the Ninjagini. Simon Coates with the diamond. The time to panic buy is when there isn't a panic. That's right. Absolutely. Always too late. Mm-hmm. These right. These cheap, right? Or sheep. Michael, Michael 57 with a diamond says, great, I'm on auto renew, but wasn't for sure that it works. It should work. If it doesn't, just email us, redeyes@protonmail.com, and we'll try to sort that out and help you out. Any comment on that?
No.
Nope. American Life with a diamond. Liberty Radio on YouTube, J-Woke Militia stuff. I think I've heard of them, but not too much detail. Thank you. Corner Space Alien with a diamond says, yes, call reporters out, do things locally too. Following up with the second diamond says, tell store clerks nicely they are supporting murder. Yeah, I mean, don't back down from speaking your mind and telling it how it is. People need to hear it sometimes because they never are exposed to it. But don't suspect that they'll get you. They might have the invasion of the body snatchers response, though. So, but thank you, Corner Space Alien. Sin City Militia with a diamond says, we live in a secular theocracy. Yeah, pretty much. It's anarcho-tyranny with a religious liberal attitude weaved into it. Weirdest thing. The last Red Squirrels with a diamond. Thank you. Actually, two in a row from that. And we'll do a couple of more here. And then we're going to start rounding up in a little bit. I just quickly wanted to show this to France, the situation in France. We have a couple of things here. So basically, we've talked about this idea of the real pandemic, right? That things are happening in our countries and things that should have had the kind of reaction that we've seen because of COVID a long time ago. We're talking being flooded by foreigners, by people who are hostile to our countries, to our people overall. There was a clip here that was linked up by ICS Research on what happens at the, I think this is close to the Eiffel Tower in France. Mm-hmm. Check out this clip here too first, and then we'll go back and watch the art that's under the Eiffel Tower too. But yes, here's a brave Algerian saying, I'll just have to subtitle
this
here. Let
me get something about I'll fuck your mother and your daughters.
He says, look, film here, film this. Here we have Algerians, Tunisians, Moroccans, Senegalese, Marine, talking about Marine Le Pen. We have managed to take over Paris even faster than the German army in 1940, he says. And at the end, it took us just 3 hours. Well, actually, that's not necessarily true.
They're not very smart.
It took you decades to get to the kind of numbers in France until you could do something like this, right? But yeah, so the reason I wanted to show that is look at some of this art that I have, the artist, rather, that have been featured, who has this art underneath the Eiffel Tower, right?
Like black people murdering white people?
Wonderful, wonderful art, too. That was commissioned, by the way, by the Rothschilds, which, of course, depicts white women here being raped.
I thought that's a racist stereotype to say that, though.
What, the Rothschilds?
No, about this black figure raping this white woman there.
Yep. And we've shown some of this art in the past too, but a little reminder if you haven't
seen
it before.
Yep.
Look at the one in the kind of the center of the picture there. There's kind of a circle with black and whites around. That's one of the ones that are actually at the Eiffel Tower. I'll say Eiffel. It's a Swedish accent. Let me click out here. Let me see if I can click in on this here. Yeah, okay. So this is what Twitter does. I hate that it does this. You can actually zoom in on the image. Here we go.
It's
check this out.
Very disturbing.
Here's some of the art here by this artist, right? Like, what's going on here? What is this about, right? And look at this here. Like,
you'd like to
forced
ask the
oral
artist,
sex
so,
right here.
So what were you thinking when you came up with this art? Why the hell is it in Paris?
Look at this wonderful. Look at this here. Look at this here. With his, like, his hard on right there and stuff like that. So obviously it's like raping white women.
Yeah, and then there's
murdering
some tribal
white
thing
men,
there's, with
right?
their spears.
So here's the Eiffel Tower right here. It says, do you recognize the art right there on the ground? It's
that's right.
Circular art by that same artist, right? So remember, they even had to set up a plexiglass fence around below the Eiffel Tower, remember? Because of all the, there was so much crime and violence and
stuff like that.
It wasn't
like that when
like
I was
that.
There years ago. Now it's there.
It even made it onto one of the Rothschild yachts, Edmund de Rothschild. Look at that, the arts too. Even the, I think the sail has the edgy art depicted on it here.
The fact that they like that tells you how sick they are in the brain too.
This is a Rothschild commissioning this kind of art, right? So this is the real, as I said, like this that? Is the, this is the real, the real pandemic, right? And of course, it's a kind of a reminder too of look at what happened here recently with France, Macron declaring with his law trying to ban basically Muslim separatism, which is of course why, because they want them to intermix with French society and become part of the French Republic and stuff like that. But since the decapitation of the French, teacher, right? Remember the story? It was a few days ago. He was
beheaded for teaching about freedom of expression and showing some cartoons.
He
about
showed
Muhammad.
Some the cartoons there. So they decided to do a big projection of those same.
And there was of the
Charlie
same,
Hebdo yeah, drawings, the same basically.
So
yeah, the same.
There wasn't a beheading after this, too. I'm surprised.
Well, I think I retweeted this and I said French attacks in French to commence in 3, 2 1.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm sure it's going to come. So I don't know if that particular clip that we saw in the beginning was part of why you saw this hostile ethnic conglomerates taking over the underneath the Eiffel Tower or not. I'm not sure that that's part of it. But anyway, so it's interesting that France have decided to do this because they're obviously agitating the situation. And of course, this is going to make it much worse. And I suspect that they will throttle on that Islamic terrorist faucet once again. And we have to see what comes out of it. But yeah. Meanwhile, check this out. There's another clip here from France. You haven't seen this yet. Very sad story. Young girl killed. Check out this video right here. There you go.
It's triggering. Yep. How can he not be triggered? How can he not feel stuff when you hear these stories and see these stories constantly happening, you know?
Yep, I know.
And they just, oh, that's just one bad apple, just a random rape. White guys rape too. Guess what? It's happening like crazy in high numbers in Europe now since mass immigration.
Yeah.
We're supposed to just look the other way because it's racist? No.
Yeah, so again, this is the real pandemic, something that's happened to our people for a long time, and it's getting worse and worse. We don't want this, we're not advocating for this, but we've talked about this for years, that the tensions between the different ethnic groups in Europe, in America, that's not going to stop. That's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Look at
especially
this video
as,
here.
Especially as they're being programmed to hate white people, blame white people. White people are the source of all your problems, so it's okay. You know, you can kill them and get away with it because they're racist. Like this story. Christopher Williams, he was shot outside of a bar. This was 3 years ago. His murderer, this black guy there, was acquitted when the jury heard that this Christopher guy, the white guy, was supposedly a racist, right? So the jury determined that a shooter was only defending himself from racism. And the killer said he wasn't glad that Christopher was dead, but glad that he fought racism. Now, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see happening more and more. This is South Africa-style justice in the legal system, which the legal system's already full of Antifa types running it. You know, but I anticipate seeing more and more of this kind of stuff where they just let them off the hook because he was a racist. I mean, look at like James Fields, 400 years for a traffic accident because they said that he was a white supremacist or whatever.
Yeah, this is how they use the accusations, right? Let me go back here too. There's one clip more I want to play. It's short. After multiple videos have surfaced of white kids being beaten by migrant gangs in Belgium, locals decided to protest. And at the protest, a car driven by a Turkish migrant ended up plowing through the crowd. Check this out. And they are running after the car, right? And then the cops. And then the cops shows up, right? But this kind of stuff, like, is obviously, like, we've seen this now for years and years, but you're going to see more and more of those kinds of things, right? Like race-driven violence and hatred and stuff like that. And this is the very things we've tried to,
prevent.
And, like, this is where this is going.
You're inciting hatred. You're trying to start a war. No, we're trying to prevent it. They're the ones who are actively doing that.
Yeah. Oh, and here was the more there on Chris Williams, right?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, the follow-up, I guess it's a second tweet there. The exposing white privilege is a pretty good account. They talk about a lot of these kinds of cases when they happen. Okay, a couple of other ones real quick here. We jump to some of the Antifa ones right there. This one, Compton pilot program will guarantee free recurring cash payments to 100 of its low-income residents.
Yeah, that's not going to go bad.
Fantastic.
That's exactly what they need. That'll solve the problem. Just throw more money at them.
UBI, basically. They're doing UBI testing.
All right. Well, then they're going to get them hooked on that. And then what happens when it all dries up? Then all the money is cut off.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, who is, of course, the one that made famous because she said that they were trained Marxists. In other words, BLM, how it was founded and structured and built and everything, was as a Marxist organization. And that's why they've teamed up with Antifa, because it's a Marxist gay op. And they're using BLM, racial grievance groups, to attack a white society, basically, right? So she, the co-founder there of BLM, have signed a deal with Warner Brothers, the production company, for a television show.
You know it's going to flop. This? I mean, they're literally giving this woman who is supporting, let's face it, terrorism, murder, violence,
theft, totally fine.
Rioting and billions of dollars. Is it like $2 billion in damage across the country? Killing cops? Oh, she's great. Let's give her some money.
Yeah.
And do this stupid show, which nobody's going to watch, and it's going to flop anyway. But it tells you that they are Antifa. Like, Hollywood.
Yeah, and tell me again how these are the underdogs.
Yeah,
how
they're so like oppressed. The oppressed white ones. Privilege. They'd literally
just
be like,
a TV show.
Fuck white people, black and power, and they get millions of dollars in a show.
Yeah, and we're probably talking about a deal at least in the tens of millions of dollars or something like that, right? So anyway, we'll see where that goes.
Say kill surprise. Whitey, and Warner Brothers will throw money at you.
Yeah, big surprise. Saw this one as well. Colin Kaepernick, NFL player? Who basically turned activist. He wasn't that great, so the only thing he could do is pivot towards, like, anti-whiteness, basically. He says that not only prison reform is not good enough. We actually, in fact, need to abolish what he calls white supremacist jail institutions altogether. That's right. That's why all these groups that we've talked about and covered now over the last few months here from BLM and Antifa, they're all talking about just, like, let everybody out. Even in the debates, remember, it was this conversation about, like, drug offenses and stuff
criminals,
like that.
Yeah.
But in many cases,
I can't
it turns
Biden
out...
Biden was talking about cocaine. Really? He went there after his son and everything?
Right. But in many cases, it's not only drug offenses. It's there's violence, crime that's associated with it, but they get them on some plea deal, or they decide to... You know, they get the charge because of the drug thing, but there is related to the fact that they did violent crimes as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
do it again.
Baked into it, right?
This is great. And then, of course, they call it white supremacist jail. So it's not our fault that they predominantly commit more crime and go to jail more, right?
No.
It's our fault that they committed crime and got there to begin with, you know.
Again,
so just let them all out and let them basically give us free shit and let us do whatever the fuck we want to do. That is what they want.
Basically,
in a nutshell, in idiocracy language, that is what they want.
Of course, basically. And again, since we're all equal, if there are statistical errors, that's to be blamed on white supremacy. And so the system is white supremacism. It's not in behavioral differences or things that are incentivized or certain cultural traits that causes things to drift in certain directions. No, there's no differences between anybody, right? And therefore, if there are disparities, that's because of the system. Why don't we do this? Let's end on the... not that one. This one, right?
This is funny. So apparently there's a special kind of
blue moon
thing going on Halloween.
Yep.
And so this happened in 2016 also with these witches. Surprising, liberal women are witches, right? Plotting to cast a spell on Trump on Halloween so that he'll lose the election. They tried this in 2016 and it did not work. Look how that turned out. And by the way, this is not paganism. I'm tired of people saying that this like this Wiccan, satanic wannabe, whatever occultic thing they think that they're doing is not paganism, not like our ancestors' paganism.
No, of course not. And in fact, many more who are definitely on the right side of things and who are attracted to pre-Christian traditions have more overlapping in common with Christians when it comes to tradition.
Yeah.
And then they do with these wacko lefty pagans who are like LARPing and shit like that. But the point is, you often get then here that about cherry picking, like, well, I saw this one loony pagan person doing this and therefore that's what you're doing kind of thing, which is like, no, that would be the same as saying, regarding this story, right? That would be the same as saying, well, the Pope represents your Christian doctrine then. He represents Christianity.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, many Catholics and many Christians overall say, no, he doesn't, because he's a complete communist, this guy, basically, right? But just think about his most recent decision here, right? To endorse same-sex marriage, basically, right? Where it's like, well, it's against the religion. Why are you doing this, right? So basically, I won't judge a Catholic person for the things that the Pope does, obviously. And so by the same token, people who are attracted, what was the site again? Jewish collective?
Someone sent that to me. Jews, pagans, and those who love them, drawing on earth-based magic to pursue Tikkun Olam, repair of the world. It's their collective here, these beautiful witchy ladies here.
Yeah, this is your classic pre-Christian European native tradition right
held
here.
Held in Northern California, let's see, the collective launched, let's say, blah, 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 formerly known as G-Witch Camp, blah, 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 community of Jews, pagans, and allies that draw on earth-based magic. I said that we use activism, ritual, education, and coalition building to empower ourselves and be more effective agents of change to pursue Tikkun Olam, repair of the world.
Like Tikka Masala.
You are not pagans. You are not pre-Christian pagans.
No, again, they took this stance because they think it's edgy to be anti-Christian, basically. They're anti-Christian because it's like, that's white, male-dominated, white society.
Yeah,
and that's why they're doing it. But anyway, so just to be clear, any bozo can't show up and represent something just because they say, in the same way with Antifa, like, well, we call it anti-fascism, and therefore anything we do, or if you have anybody opposing it, then they're automatically the fascists. You know, I mean, we know the whole framing is dumb.
I see
but,
people
you know.
Saying, burn the witch. Yeah, these kinds of witches.
Absolutely, of course.
Burn the witches.
Yeah. Tikkun Olam. Oh, there you go. Anyway, so that's that, ladies and gentlemen. We have much more to cover, actually, coming up here on Weekend Warrior Show. A lot of stories that we didn't have time for today. And we didn't even squeeze really fast right at the end here to get some stuff in. But guys, we're gonna wrap up right there. Did you have any more on Entropy, Lana? Do you want to refresh there?
Actually, there was one more. Let me see. Cuck-free zone. Thank you, big supporter. It's hard not to believe in Zionist conspiracies when the Rothschild Foundation funds such vile anti-white art. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Did you do the Der Schirrusker one?
Yes.
The system is rotten?
Okay,
perfect. Thank you. All right, let me do these also real quick here. Then we'll open the chest, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to have that up on screen. Sorry about that.
Come on, they're lovely women.
The Last Red Squirrels, two diamonds. Thank you. Robo, think a diamond. No message. Thank you. Just a housewife with a diamond. I'm baking snickerdoodles and watching
nice.
Red Ice. Awesome.
Nice.
Fantastic. Those are pretty good, snickerdoodles.
I wouldn't mind one of those right now.
I'm sure they'll taste lovely. Shadow Government with a diamond. Day of the Rope is much needed. Obergriper with a ninja guinea. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Let me back up here. Podney with a ninja guinea. Thank you. Have you guys heard about Coinbase purging their political activism? Maybe you can get back on. I don't want to get back. Yes, we heard
Not
it.
After
we covered
that.
It.
Forget it.
They burnt it. Everyone who's into crypto abandoned Coinbase.
Yep.
Fuck these people.
Yeah.
Sorry for the bad language.
And he's like, we have a lefty activist in the company and I'm trying to give them packages.
So you're saying you have no control?
Yeah, exactly.
You let them do whatever they want?
And he also gives all this information to the government now and stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely not Coinbase. We're never going to want to get back on there. They banned us. And you can't even send to our current BTC address from a Coinbase account?
No.
They blocked that.
Yeah.
By the way.
Outrageous.
So just don't even use it. There's many others are much better.
We're fighting the global banking system by banning people so they can only use banks.
I think it's just they're doing damage control because people who are into crypto are more, on average, more kind of dissenting, if you will. And so therefore, they're just losing out a lot, which I think is fake.
Yeah.
Max Headroom with a diamond. Thank you. Two diamonds, actually. And he says, cheers. Happy weekend. Yes, sir. Thank you. To you as well. Let's give a couple of, or put, rather, a couple more lemons in the chest. What do we have? Let's put another 1,000 in there. So heads up on that, folks. We're going to distribute those. Yes, as we said, we have Weekend Warrior coming up next. Then, of course, we have the Halloween.
Yeah, people are asking about that. Friday. So we're going to merge the Halloween show that we usually do with the next Flashback Friday. So we have to plan some guests.
Yeah,
so
we'll do some guests. We'll probably do some kind of outfits, I think.
We better hurry. Got to scramble and get something.
I know. We'll come up with something good. Hard to beat last year, though, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay.
It's hot in there.
I saw that. Was that the one you were referring to, Gabe Blackman there? Will there be a Halloween special this year?
Maybe we can switch with outfits.
Thank you, Gabe. All right. So, like his followers here on DLive, Dixon Uranus, number one.
Nice.
And I've always said Karavaki, which I think is wrong. I heard another streamer say the other, and it's Karavaki, I think it is.
Karavakaki.
Karavakaki. Sorry about that. I butchered your name for like
Karavakake.
Months.
How about that?
Karavakaki.
Karavakake. It depends.
All right, thank you. Number two there, Ms. Nosberg. Number three, thank
always.
You, Ms. Nosberg.
Always.
Thank you for your service. Odin Alfather, number four, yes. And Papa Lazaro, number five. Thank you, guys, to you, and thank everyone else who sent super chats. Really appreciate it. But yes, redicemembers.com. That's the best way to support us. Check out the member section. Next up here, as we said, is Weekend Warrior.
Good one, too. A bunch of good topics.
Oh, a lot of good stuff coming up this weekend, so you definitely don't want to miss that. We also have, I think, Thursday. That's the day before the Halloween special. I'm doing Jim Goad, and I think I'll do the that live as well, by the way. So first hour on DLive, and then second hour at redicemembers.com, setting that up in a different kind of way.
I'm also interviewing another young woman.
Is that this coming week?
Next week, I think, too. And I have a couple videos.
Two in the pipeline we got to finish. Yeah, one of them is going to go up on redassmembers.com. So more incentive for you guys to sign up for a membership. But yes, thank you to everyone who is a member. And of course, it's not just for the sake of it. It does help us continue. It ensures that we can continue. Every time we try to expand, every time we've tried to get more people involved and continue to hire more people and stuff like that, we've had
put a wrench in the spoke,
kind of setback, and we've lost payment processors, or we've done other things that have caused us not to be able to keep the momentum up. And that's very frustrating. So we, we can't thank all of you enough for helping us out and supporting us. And if you sign up for members or super chats or anything like that, because it does really help and it ensures that we can continue. So thank you, everyone out there, for joining us. All right, boys and girls, we'll see you next time.
Sleep tight.
Take care. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.